This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He went to the bank in Chicago. President Obama goes back home holding three fundraisers and saying Americans are sick of Republican tactics.
What they're sick and tired of is watching people who are supposed to represent them put their party ahead of the country.
The GOP candidate's trying to take his job, canvassed South Carolina again today.
Remember all these things he said in the campaign? He's failed.
Mitt Romney's in the lead there. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Columbia.
Dave, Mitt Romney's packing town hall style meetings. Blanche Gibbs was happy to come out to one here in Columbia last night.
I like him, and I think he's good.
Now, Romney says as president, he'll create jobs. His opponents criticize his corporate downsizing at Bain Capital. Attacks are coming from opponents like Newt Gingrich, who says he's no longer just a positive campaigner.
I tried to do it the other way. I like the other way better. I'd rather go back to being all positive. That would mean getting out of the race. I'm not getting out of the race.
Well, both men make trips to Florida today, too, Dave.
Evan, is it real? The Marine Corps isn't sure yet. Video on the Internet being condemned showing Marines doing something offensive in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The 40-second video clip posted on the Internet and spreading appears to show four Marines in full combat gear urinating on dead Taliban fighters. One of the Marines is heard joking, "Have a nice day, buddy." So far, the Marine Corps has not verified the authenticity of the video, but has put out a statement calling the actions portrayed as not consistent with core values or character of Marines. The Pentagon has launched an investigation, a Taliban spokesman calling the video barbaric, Dave.
And Jared, Japan's putting the squeeze on Iran, helping the U.S. in our standoff.
By working to cut off the Central Bank of Iran from the international financial system and to reduce Iran's oil revenues.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner in Tokyo, the Japanese buying less oil from Iran. The price of oil today up more than $1 a barrel. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for time, for better or worse. On file for your review at WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
For your car, your home, your business too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality shining through for repair and replacement on all kinds of glass. You can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, CNJ Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses that sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
You know, expensive legal fees should not stand between you and your New Year's resolution. Now, if you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, well, just go to LegalZoom.com. Now, if this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, well, go to LegalZoom.com. Now, their step-by-step process, they make it simple. Now, they're going to get you total customer support, including an attorney if you need one. Over 2 million people now have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com. And that includes people that have gotten their last will and their living trust. Now, there's so many reasons to use LegalZoom.com for personal and business documents that have been accepted by courts and government agencies now in all 50 states. You can trust LegalZoom.com. And if you want more savings, enter my last name, Hannity, in the referral box when you check out. For a better way to do the law, just go to LegalZoom.com. Now, attorney support is provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom.com is not a lawyer. They offer self-help services at your specific direction. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Johnson, and I know a little bit about the weather in the state of Texas, and I wanted a roof for my new home that was a dream home that my wife and I had planned for years that would go against the heat, be reflective, durable, and of course, these days, fire retardant. Well, we took the plans to the architect, he drew them up, and said that there's no way in the world that a roofing contractor is going to do that roof, it's far too complicated. Then we met with Schulte Roofing. They were highly recommended, and I could not find one customer that was unhappy with all the things they had done, and after a brief meeting with the architect and examining the blueprints, they said, we can do it. I enjoyed their being out at the site every day. They were fun to work with. They were efficient, always on time, always very pleasant, and the roof turned out to be absolutely beautiful. So I am thrilled to be able to recommend to anyone Schulte Roofing for the best job ever. Call Schulte Roofing and ask about your job. 1-800-4-ROOF. That's 1-800-F-O-R-ROOF.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time, 6:07. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today only of about 50 degrees and a freeze in the forecast for tonight. We'll take a look at your weather forecast coming up after this first look at news brought to you by Just Brakes. At Just Brakes, they really do care. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The second of two former Texas A&M football players involved in an aggravated robbery more than 4 years ago returned to Brazos County District Court Wednesday. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
In November 2007, Brandon Joyner of Killeen and Yemi Babalola of Bryan went to the Callaway Villas apartment complex and robbed two people. Yesterday, Joyner was scheduled to enter a plea agreement related to one of the two victims. An employee of Judge Steve Smith's office says the request was granted, delaying the hearing until May 8th to allow Joyner to graduate from Arkansas State. In exchange, Joyner will serve one additional year, or a total of 3 years, in prison. In December 2010, Joyner made a deal involving the other victim where he was sentenced to 10 years in prison, but was given 10 years probation with several conditions. He has served 20 days in jail. He'll do another 40 days starting May 10th. He was ordered to do 350 hours community service and was fined $1,000. Joyner was a two-year starter for Arkansas State after being dismissed from A&M. Babalola, who was convicted by a jury and sentenced to 5 years, was released on parole last month. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The wind may be going out of an alternative energy option offered by College Station Utilities. Mayor Nancy Berry says City Council will receive a staff report later this year on the underperforming Wind Watch service, where customers pay more to receive a portion of their electricity from wind generation.
You could get 10 or 50 or increments of 10% up to all of your power provided by the wind. But there was a surcharge on it that also went to a tree program. So the reaction or the acceptance of the WinWatts program was not what staff had hoped, because I think people didn't want to pay the surcharge.
Barry says WinWatts has 6 commercial and only 500 residential customers. More high-end housing is coming to Bryan. Bryan City Council this week unanimously approved giving land to developers at Traditions. Mayor Jason Byinski, rather, says a 3-story complex of 38 condos will be built.
Lowest price units are going to be probably in the low 300,000s on up to million plus. We'll be opening in just in time for the first SEC conference game. So going to be, they're projecting about a $10 million construction project on the tax rolls, so it'll be a good injection into that TIF and help us continue to cash flow that project out there.
Property tax revenue generated by the condos will initially go toward paying off improvements at the development, then will go into the city's general fund. Money may not grow on trees, but WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how a famous tree on the Texas A&M campus hopes to fund a scholarship.
Andy Duffy of Vernon, class of 78, planted 3,000 acorns from the century tree in October of 2010. Since then, 500 sprouted into seedlings, which Duffy plans to sell to fellow Aggies. He hopes to generate $100,000 for a President's Endowed Scholarship at A&M.
It's a great thing to be able to contribute that amount of money, but it's also another thing to know the story behind this scholarship. And so they will learn about it as time goes by.
For more information on how to reserve your own piece of A&M history, check out this story on WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals may have ruled that Texas can implement a new abortion law, but that doesn't mean the law will be enforced anytime soon. The law requires doctors to conduct a sonogram before performing an abortion, make the image viewable, play the fetal heartbeat, and describe the unborn child. Doctors have challenged the law. At issue is how much the state can control what a doctor tells their patient. The law's supporters say it's necessary to make sure a woman fully understands what an abortion entails. And workers are demolishing a Texas prison rodeo arena that hosted many stars through the years. The brick and concrete stadium on the grounds of the state's oldest prison in Huntsville has sat silent since its last rodeo in 1986. Engineers determined the structure was no longer safe, and prison system officials had limited resources for repairs. For more than five decades, the site hosted a spectacle billed as the wildest show behind bars. Stars ranging from Roy Acuff to Willie Nelson to Dolly Parton to John Wayne to John Travolta were all appearing there at one time or another. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 37 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Just Breaks. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family Industry. statelaw.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds and some sun today. Highs anywhere from the mid to upper 40s. You'll need the heavier jacket as you step out this morning. Clear skies tonight. You'll need the heavier jacket if you're out tonight. Lows in the mid and upper 20s. Tomorrow becomes partly sunny. It starts to warm up a little bit. Highs tomorrow in the mid 50s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy. Lows anywhere from the low to mid 30s. During the day Saturday, we'll see sunshine. And temperatures are going to be somewhere in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, it was a double dip of Longhorn winning yesterday on the basketball courts, both at Reed Arena and at the Drum in Austin. Yeah, the Lady Aggies' 11-game win streak over Texas is over. The Aggie men put up a pretty headsy effort, but they lose by 10 to the men in Austin. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
You know, I watched the better part of that men's game.
Yeah, it's a pretty sloppy game. I mean, you know, neither team. I was telling Chase, you know, we might be looking at two teams that finish in the bottom division of the Big 12 this year.
What happened to Rick Barnes? What'd he do?
He had a rotator cuff surgery in December, and he's still wearing that sling.
I mean, it must be pretty serious to do that in the midst of the basketball season.
Well, you know when you've got a rotator cuff problem, you don't want to live in pain your whole life, yeah. You know, your whole season. So he took care. Yeah, it was a rotator cuff problem that he had.
It affected his golf swing.
Yeah.
That's it. So you boys watched the game?
No.
Oh, you didn't watch the game?
Yeah, no. Chase said he didn't watch a dribble.
I didn't watch a dribble. I was watching little kids play last night.
Well, there you go. Well, good for you. That's where you're supposed to be. Yeah, you know, I went back and forth, you know, between that and the People's Choice Awards. You know, I had my priorities right.
Yeah, yeah. I like this Doug Gottlieb as a color guy.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Yeah.
I just, he's...
He's sort of the husky fella?
No,
that's John Shambi.
Gottlieb played at Missouri, is that right?
Okay.
Okay, I mean, he's the other fella.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I kind of enjoyed listening to him. But the play-by-play guy, yeah, Shambi, I mean, he kind of jazzes things up. He talks about stuff.
I like him. He brings a lot of energy. And he does, he's the radio play-by-play voice of some Major League Baseball team.
Oh, is
really?
He?
Yeah, yeah.
He's
not an amateur.
Okay, so. That may be what it is because, you know, again, we're talking shop here. But baseball play-by-play guys, good ones, are conversational because they're going to talk about a lot of other stuff. Because, you know, baseball's not the fastest moving sport out there.
Really?
And he is able to do this in basketball as well, which is pretty difficult. And I said to you, Chase, I think Chuck Cooperstein's one of my favorites because he does the exact same thing. He'll give you some information without trying to bracket it or anything, just, hey, here's, you know, one, you know, like his mother came to see him on a bullet train tonight, you know, something like that. I don't know where that came from, but nonetheless, just to be able to have a little bit of side stuff. But, anyway, so the home team's lost. And the People's Choice Awards, huh? How'd that go for you?
Well, like I said, I watch more basketball than People's Choice. Yeah, People's Choice is kind of, you know, it's kind of slimy, actually, if you really know.
Because of course it is.
Well, because the winners already know they won because they're the only ones that show up.
And they get to stand up and go, well, except if you're Katy Perry and then, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, so they it's, there's no really drama to it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who won when they came in because they're the nominees that are there, that are present.
Yeah, yeah. That
you
should
know.
Show you.
So, yeah.
Yeah, if they show a photograph of the nominee, you know they ain't winning.
Well, they didn't even. Yeah, yeah. That's all they do, that's you know, right. So. Yeah.
Police, good news here. Police found no body off Loop 360 in Austin. Don't know if you heard about that.
No.
Police had received a call from a hitchhiker.
What, saying that he was dead or what?
About a dead body.
Oh.
But when the police arrived, there was no body there.
Was the hitchhiker there?
No, no. Key fact in the investigation, a spokesperson told the Austin American-Statesman. We believe the person got up.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
It looked like as good a place as any to lay down and take a nap.
Certainly. Yeah.
It was shallow breathing. Was
yeah.
Oh.
Information.
Yeah. Well, think there's a dead body out here. No, he got up.
Yeah. Well.
He's not dead. Yet.
Took a train, a plane, a bus. Gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And
we're
Windham
Construction. Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hey, there you go, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And it's the 12th, that's what
it is.
Excuse me, I'm
running
right a little
behind.
The 11th.
Yeah.
It is. It's the 12th of January is what it is, 1-12-12. And happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. We got a lot of singers on the list.
Slingers.
A lot of singers. Matter of fact, the oldest living person on my list is Ray Price. Boy, he's one of my favorites. There's no doubt about it. He can sing Danny Boy like no one else and a lot of other things. He's 86 years old today. Ray
and he
Price
can still,
is.
You know, I saw him, I guess, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Did you see him?
He was at the Bryan Civic Auditorium.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I recall that.
Yeah. He can still hit the notes.
Yeah, he's 86 today. Glenn Yarborough, you remember him? He went solo after being with a group called the Lamplighters. He's 82 years old today.
You wouldn't know that. Baby the Rain Must Fall.
Baby the Rain Must Fall was when he went,
singular
when he went solo, yeah. And William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys is 73 years old. He's the one with all the hair, right?
Yeah, he's the one they kicked out because he was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't he back now, though?
Yeah, but he's still weird.
They brought him back.
Yeah, yeah, they brought him back.
He's a member of, like, the American Mountain Man or something. That's the reason he looks like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, but he hadn't had a haircut in a while.
Well, he had,
needs a trim.
And the thing is, he's a baritone, and I just like the way they sound. You know, they don't get to sing very much, but yeah, he's good. Go ahead.
There you go. Kirstie Alley. The actress.
Ooh,
I know, but she's trying to to drop them. You know, she's 60.
Yeah.
She's 61 years old today. Mm-hmm. Ricky Van Shelton, another singer, country singer, turned 60.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
Golly.
I think he may have gotten fed up and said, I'm done.
Did he? Well, and again, was pretty good, but it may have been a pill or something. But
maybe so.
Was a pretty good singer.
Yeah, there you go. This is the day that Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern share a birthday today. Rush is 61 and Howard Stern is 58 years old. I mean,
and as we say every January 12th, if you have a child born today, there's a better chance on this day than any other that they could be a multimillionaire radio star.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, did Rush ever think he wouldn't be the highest paid radio person born on this day?
Yeah, right.
Takes a bit. Yeah.
There you go. Christine Amanpour, the news correspondent, is 54 years old today. She got kicked off that Sunday show, didn't she?
Well, she talks funny.
She does talk funny.
We don't need that in the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Some woman who talks funny.
She has an air about her that just does not translate well on American television.
It doesn't. You're right. That's right.
She comes across, and I don't know the woman, but she's always struck me as being very holier than thou.
Yeah, she comes across very haughty. Yeah, very true.
There you go. Actor Oliver Platt is 52. I like this guy.
Yeah, he's done a lot of good work.
Well, as a matter of fact, most recently he's been in a show that I just really got hooked on called The Big C. Mm-hmm. And he plays the husband in that, and he's just outstanding in that. Anyway, he's 52 years old today. And one of the Spice Girls.
Of course.
Yes, Sporty Spice is 38. Yeah, that'd be Melanie Chisholm is 38 years old. Yeah. And actor Andrew Lawrence is 24 years old. Yeah. He's the brother of Matt and Joey Lawrence.
Sure.
And that's all I got.
Well, of course, you didn't mention Rob Zombie. I mean, if you're going to talk singers.
And filmmakers.
Yeah, that's right, 48. He's a
man for our time. You know,
rather odd. Hal the Computer, if you do the math, he's 20 today.
Oh.
I just want to let you know.
Wish you'd told me we could have heard from Hal.
That's okay. We'd like to wish you a happy birthday.
Dave.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah. Blow out the candles, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
How about if I take a ball peen hammer to your little red light? How's
I'm
that?
I'm sorry, Dave. Yeah. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting is Christiane Amanpour, got ditched from that morning show.
Right.
But, in fact, the person who replaced her, George Stephanopoulos, his wife has a birthday today.
Oh, is that right?
His wife is Allie Wentworth. She was in Jerry Maguire. Yeah.
She is the inspiration for our mispronunciation of Reuters.
Reuters, uh-huh. That's correct. Yes.
Because she had a failed morning talk show a la Regis and Kelly at one time with a guy that used to be on NBC News. And, boy, I'm wondering who he made mad that he had to do that show with her. I the only time I ever came across it, she said, I read several news sources every day. I read Reuters, and I was done. I was done.
I don't care what you're reading. You're not paying attention.
You're not reading it very well, sweetheart.
Her name is Allie Wentworth. She's 47.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, it's pretty fascinating when the left and some of Barack Obama's strongest supporters start peeling away that support. Here's Harry Belafonte saying that he lacks a moral compass. He also says that Obama does not deserve a second term.
I think if there was the kind of moral compass serving Barack Obama in the way we all had hoped, the moral force would have helped him make choices. The absence of that force in his equations, the absence of that barometer to guide him when he has to make these decisions, which he should have come to the table with things that I think would have helped us at this moment in crisis.
Okay, me and Belafonte agree.
He does not deserve a second term.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, expensive legal fees should not stand between you and your New Year's resolution. Now, if you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, well, just go to LegalZoom.com. Now, if this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, well, go to LegalZoom.com. Now, their step-by-step process, they make it simple. Now, they're going to get you total customer support, including an attorney if you need one. Over 2 million people now have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com. And that includes people that have gotten their last will and their living trust. Now, there's so many reasons to use LegalZoom.com for personal and business documents that have been accepted by courts and government agencies now in all 50 states. You can trust LegalZoom.com. And if you want more savings, enter my last name, Hannity, in the referral box when you check out. For a better way to do the law, just go to LegalZoom.com. Now, attorney support is provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom.com is not a lawyer. They offer self-help services at your specific direction. LegalZoom.com.
Eye on OJ shipments. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Melissa Exelberth. Shipments of imported orange juice from around the world are being halted after Coca-Cola says it found an unapproved fungicide in juice made by Coke and its competitors. The FDA says it will test each shipment after Coke alerted regulators some Brazilian growers had sprayed trees with the substance. The EPA says the low levels reported don't raise safety concerns about drinking the juice, but futures prices plunged yesterday on concerned demand for orange juice could fall. Apple says it will make an announcement next week targeting the education market. The Journal's tech site says the company is likely to roll out an initiative related to iBooks, Apple's form of digital books, with a possible tie-in of some sort to iTunes. Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne says the U.S. auto industry will sell 13.7 million new vehicles in 2012, and he's not bad at sales predictions. Last year, he said sales would be 12.7 million. The final number came in at 12.8. I'm Melissa Axelberth with the Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Hey, good morning. It's 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. That's 775-2-WAY. Hey, it's that time of year when the weather just kind of slides back and forth this morning. Not very nice out there. We've got 37 degrees, but the chill factor is 28 because the winds are whipping around out there about 14 miles an hour and gusting up to 26. And you know what? We'll have that or higher winds, in fact, most of the day. So you won't notice that the high temperature is going to be 50 degrees because it won't feel like it. 27 will be our low tonight, about 55 tomorrow. Probably have a freeze tomorrow night as well. Then on Saturday, 61. Sunday, 63. And Monday, MLK Day, high temperature 70 degrees. It's just, again, that time of year where we kind of swing back and forth. So, again, right now, humidity 65%, winds from the northwest at 14 with gusts to 26, 37 and a chill factor of 28 degrees.
Exercise is supposed to be part of any weight loss program. But does exercise really help you lose weight or just make you hungry? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy new Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and get it installed for just $37. You also get lifetime stain and installation warranties. So it's never been easier to completely transform a room with better carpet at a better price. It all starts with $37 installation on new carpet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic insulation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Actually, it's a completely free tip because right now, everything is free at Rent-A-Center through February 4th.
Everything?
Everything.
What about 60-inch plasma TVs?
Free until February 4th.
Living room sets?
Free.
Computers?
Free.
Trip to Hawaii?
Nice try.
Offer requires rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 4th, 2012 and excludes special event rentals. Offer not valid in Alabama, North Carolina, and Ohio. See store for details.
What types of foods make people fat? Well, the answer to that question has actually changed over time.
Up until the 1960s, the conventional wisdom was that carbohydrate-rich foods make you fat. You know, potatoes, pastas, rice, beer, sodas, anything with sugar in it.
Gary Taubes, author of the book Why We Get Fat, says then in the 1970s,
we institutionalized this idea that a low-fat, high-carb diet is a healthy diet. And so we ate more and more carbs, less fat, more sugar, and lo and behold, we got fatter.
It's also assumed that increased exercise will help you lose weight. And while exercise is good, it is not a particularly great way to lose weight because of the link between exercise and hunger.
There used to be this concept known as working up an appetite. You work hard all day, you go out and you exercise for an hour, it makes you hungry. If you're healthy, you're physically active. That goes without saying. But this idea that the way to become lean is to become physically active, you know, has been proven over and over again not to work. And the reason it doesn't work is obvious. This is the route to becoming hungry, not the route to becoming lean.
Gary says the science is clear, that losing weight is about what you don't eat.
So the idea here is that the carbohydrates literally make you fat. If you don't eat them, you stay lean, or at least leaner. If you go back to eating them, you become fat again.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's a night you'll always remember. The 2012 Opus Gala, Cirque de Opus, Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. Don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bichigo necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus Encore, underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. It's Cirque de Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Details online at opusgala.com.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 37 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, high today, only about 50. And to say that it's going to be windy today is kind of like saying it got a little warm last summer. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Not enough customers served by College Station Utilities have signed up to get their energy from wind power. Mayor Nancy Berry says with only 6 commercial and 500 residential customers, City Council has asked for a review of the Wind Watch program.
We asked to look at it again to see if we can offer the wind watts like we offer regular utility service without that surcharge. And then just like if you still get a telephone bill, you know, there's a little check off if you want a dollar for literacy or something. And we can do that if you want to add a dollar or $2 to the tree program, but make it optional as opposed to mandatory.
A portion of the Wind Watch revenue goes to the city's tree planting program. College graduation will be followed by prison time for a former Texas A&M football player involved in an aggravated robbery in College Station more than 4 years ago. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
22-year-old Brandon Joyner, a 2-year starter for Arkansas State following his dismissal from A&M, appeared yesterday in Brazos County District Court. An employee of Judge Steve Smith's office says Joyner asked to delay sentencing so he could graduate. As part of the agreement to reschedule the hearing to May 8th, Joyner will serve one additional year or a total of 3 years in prison. This is related to one of two victims in a November 2007 armed robbery at the Callaway Villas apartment complex. Just over 1 year ago, Joyner entered a plea agreement involving the other victim. Court records show Joyner was sentenced to 10 years prison but was given 10 years probation. Joyner did 20 days in jail, will serve another 40 days in May. He was ordered to do 350 hours of community service and was fined $1,000. Co-defendant Yemi Babalola of Bryan, who was convicted by a jury and sentenced to 5 years, was released on parole last month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The next step in developing the Traditions area of West Bryan was approved at this week's city council meeting. Mayor Jason Byinski says down the road, the city will generate more property tax revenue from the construction of 38 condos on a small parcel of land.
That tract could have easily been an estate home on the tax rolls for maybe $1 million or $700,000, as opposed to now that little chunk will contain you know, about $3 million in improvements. And again, it's just a little 0.7 acre track connected to their land that they already have. There'll be three buildings total.
Byinsky says the condos projected to open by the start of football season have a price range from the low $300,000s to more than $1 million. The Century Tree on the Texas A&M campus is a hot spot for Aggie marriage proposals, and WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how the tree in its own way could give to future Aggies.
Andy Duffy of Vernon, class of 78, hopes to generate $100,000 for a President's Endowed Scholarship at A&M by selling the Century Tree's offspring. Duffy, who harvested acorns from the tree a year and a half ago, is selling the 500 seedlings that are growing. Duffy says the project is about more than just the money.
It makes so many Aggies very, very happy to have one of these trees growing in their yard or on their property. And I've already taken reservations for about 40 Aggie couples who were engaged under the Century Tree and who are anxious to have their very own tree for posterity's sake growing in their yard, because this is the offspring of the tree under which they are engaged.
For more information on how to reserve your own seedling, check out this story on WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Houston teenager accused of shooting a classmate in the leg says he was defending himself from a group of boys who had been bullying him and when he fired a handgun at school. Warren Lewis remained jailed Wednesday after he was arrested for the shooting a day earlier. The student who was shot is expected to recover. The North Forest School District says it's investigating how Lewis got the gun onto the campus and passed metal detectors. During a court appearance Wednesday, the 18-year-old Lewis told a judge he'd filed complaints with the school about the boys who'd been threatening him. The school district, however, says it hasn't found any record of complaints by Lewis or his family. A firm that tracks foreclosure says they were down 34% last year but are likely to bump up this year. Realty Track says the reason for the drop was procedural delays that artificially reduced the foreclosure rate. A spokesman says although the rate is likely to rise this year, the worst of the crisis is over. The number of homes facing foreclosure action totaled 1.9 million in 2011. That's the lowest level since 2007. There have been more than 4 million bank repossessions in the past 5 years. And Grammy Award winner and Texas A&M graduate Lyle Lovett is getting another feather in his cowboy hat. He's being inducted tonight into the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame in Fort Worth. The Hall of Fame honors excellence in competition, business, and the support of rodeo and the Western lifestyle in Texas. Lovett is a native Texan and is involved in breeding, riding, and showing horses. WTAW News Time, 636, 37 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. But at Best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're going to feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
January's here and Rattler's convenience stores have great specials on things to eat. Try a fresh hot dog in any 20-ounce fountain drink for only $1.49 all month long. Specials on hot drinks for cold days. Any size coffee or cappuccino for the low price of only 69 cents.
and great beer specials to watch all your favorite sports on TV in January. With 12 packs of Bud Light, Miller Lite, and Coors Light, only $10.99. Rattler's Convenience Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan.
Hey, good morning. 6:39. Got some weather for you. Brought to you this morning by the College Station Medical Center. The area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Much cooler conditions across the area for today. We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies, just some breaks of sunshine, 45 to 50. We'll clear tonight, lows 25 to 30. Partial sun for tomorrow, we're going to be around 55. Tomorrow night's partly cloudy, won't be as cold, lows will be 30 to 35. Should be mostly sunny and milder into Saturday. High pressure will give us temperatures somewhere between 60 and 65 along with that sun. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, the basketball portion of the State Farm Lone Star Showdown for this second semester started out glowing orange, both for the men and the women's games. We'll talk about what happened in Austin and what happened in Reed Arena. RG3, Robert Griffin, made it official yesterday. He is turning pro, and we'll talk about Tebow Mania. It's for real. That and more coming up in sports.
What do you mean it's for real? Do we know? I mean, what? I mean, didn't we know he was mania for a for a while, and then he didn't pull out those wins like he was supposed to.
Right. Well, no, there was a poll taken by ESPN.
Oh,
and
good.
He's officially the most popular active pro athlete right now.
Well, all I can say is, and again, this isn't a sports station, but all I can say is that John Elway, who was a pretty good quarterback, knows that Tim Tebow is not a pretty good quarterback. Well, he's an okay quarterback, but he ain't an NFL quarterback yet. So what do you do? I mean, if everybody thinks he's wonderful,
yeah,
and he really doesn't have the skills yet to be successful at the NFL level, I mean, because I think this Luck fellow is going to be out there.
Yeah, and he is really good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He is really good. I mean, I saw that guy in the bowl game, and he looks like a pro quarterback playing the college game. So yeah.
We'll see. Say what you want. All he does is win. So.
No, there's no doubt. And right. We'll see what happens. But the problem is, of course, Denver hadn't got that much of a defense anyway.
They've got one pretty good defensive player.
There's gonna be a big old fellow with big glasses kicking your door here in a minute.
They got one, but I think we have to say that they're defensive.
Son, I don't think you won't make him angry. Yeah. We're right.
No.
Okay, we're done breaking down the NFL about as much as we should. Vaughn, don't take any crap off anybody. That's right. So, we really, if you want to talk politics, we don't have to go outside the bounds of the Lone Star State because things are just all messed up, and it's all because, you know that everybody in Texas is racist. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, apparently, because that's why we can't choose for ourselves how the redistricting is going to go.
The only saving grace is there are like, I don't know, 15, 16 other states who are the same way. We're not smart enough.
Oh, good.
Old enough.
We're just like Mississippi.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, good.
We're fat and dumb?
Yeah. What we have to do is anytime we redistrict, we have to get the okay from the feds to make sure that we haven't drawn the maps for our congressional districts and our state elected officials in a way that would disenfranchise a group of people. Now, I may get to the point where we got one-armed paper hangers who are going to be a group of people that we're not necessarily drawing the districts with them in mind, but right now it's having to do with race. And so because of that, we have to get everything to pass muster. Legislature came up with a map. Oh, boo hiss. We hate that. We got to come up with something. Three judges in San Antonio say, okay, we'll draw one up. Well, then that gets the state mad because you didn't look at our map. And so then the Supreme Court's looking at it. And the bottom line is elections that were supposed to be held in March are now set for at least now April 3rd, and the chances are that may not even happen. So that keeps getting pushed back. As it keeps getting pushed back, the filing dates for said offices will change, and so it's just a big old mess right now.
Uh-huh. The one line, and we didn't talk about it yesterday, but we had a TSN story yesterday that talked about one of the concerns about possibly having two primaries. Was the first was voter confusion, which understandably so.
Sure.
But the second one was voter fatigue.
Oh, I gotta go vote again.
I mean, I just picture somebody on the couch going, I can't bring myself to go back.
Yeah.
Oh, this voting. Yeah. It's too stressful. I am exhausted from
dialing and pushing and the verification codes and the stickers. My God, the sticker. I can't take another I voted sticker.
They're all over my dashboard. They're all over the dashboard of my 16-year-old car.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, give me a break.
I need a trash can. There's no place to throw away my little slip.
Right. Yeah. I've got my receipt. What if someone sees my code?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Will they clean out my bank account?
That's true. We have to. Boy, it's a good thing we don't have to stick our fingers in purple ink. We'd run out of fingers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Well, and how is that not profiling?
Yeah, that's right. And profiling's wrong. Now, I know that the people who have more money than us pretty well figure that we're stupid. But now they're actually out there, you know, doing stuff to show us that.
That's just like their opinion, man.
Well, I know. All right, here's the deal. Warren Buffett is now promising to match one for one, you ready, all voluntary contributions made by Republican members of Congress toward paying down the national debt. Can he just go back to Omaha and eat a muffin with Jimmy Carter on the porch? I mean, really? But then he said he'll match dollar for dollar unless it's from Mitch McConnell. And then he'll triple anything that Mitch McConnell gives us to pay down the national debt. He told Time magazine, tongue in cheek, "It restores my faith in human nature to think that there are people who have been around Washington all this time and are not yet so cynical as to think that the deficit can't be solved by voluntary contributions." So there's Warren laying it out there for us.
So Mitch McConnell's the only career politician that believes that?
Well, again, no. And they're full of them. And
what about Dianne Feinstein?
Yeah,
Mr. Buffett.
How about Pelosi?
I'm thinking the Senate right now.
Okay.
Barbara Boxer. What about John Kerry? What about some of those people that have been in the Senate for a long time?
Ketchup boy.
You know, he's got some cash.
Yeah,
now,
he does.
Granted, it's not his.
It's mama's.
It's mama's cash.
Mm-hmm. Got to go ask for it.
Hat in hand with her.
Yep. Yeah, I need to fix the boat. Can I get some money?
Yeah.
The yacht has got a leak.
Anyway.
Still mad at me for losing to that goofy Texan.
Yeah, and picking a really crappy running mate.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so that's, you know,
What about Warren's heirs? What are they thinking?
You know, well, no, he's
somebody
already
shut daddy
no,
up.
He's know? Already done that. See, he's already given them Berkshire Hathaway stock.
That's
and,
right, and said
and
that they're not getting any more.
That's
right.
So,
yeah. So they know where they're at.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be panhandling anytime
no,
soon.
No, no, so. They got a pot.
Thanksgiving dinner and all that stuff. Now, this is a little interesting. Former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour.
Yeah.
He made
some headlines.
What is wrong with that?
I don't
man?
Know. Now, he's often portrayed himself as a law and order guy.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much comes up with a bunch of criminal pardons his last days in office. And, I mean, so much so that a judge has now blocked the release of 21 of the 208 convicts granted those pardons or clemency.
Including convicted killers.
Yes!
Yeah, one who...
I don't know. I'm not sure.
One who shot a woman in the head while she was holding her baby.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what that's all about. But got to make you feel like, ooh, maybe good he's on the way out.
Yeah.
And well, I guess as you heard the today on Fox News that the president was at the bank yesterday or last night in Chicago.
At the bank.
The Bank of Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did not one, not two, but three different fundraisers.
Oh, okay.
Crowd of about 500 donors forked over between $44 and $100 each to hear the president speak at the University of Illinois. That was a public kind of a speech.
Oh, with the commoners?
Yeah. For the second stop, which was $38.5 a couple, he kind of got down with it a little bit more. And then the last reception was a $7,500 a ticket kind of a deal. So those people he was a little more direct toward, you know, talking to them. And... how about this? How about if you've got, this Iranian university professor who knows a lot about nuclear stuff, okay? And he's in a car, and two assailants drive by on a motorcycle, and they attach a magnetic bomb to his car,
ooh,
and it blows up about 15 seconds later and kills this professor. Does that sound like that's right out of a...
Sounds like an episode of 24.
Something like that.
Need Jack Bauer to fix this.
It happened in reality yesterday.
Oh.
And, of course, the United States saying, we got nothing to do with it. We did not do that. But the guy's name is Mustafa Ahmad Roshan. And he apparently is one of the few people over there who knew very much about nuclear isotopes. And he's not anymore. Now, most experts are saying it was Mossad that did it. But, I mean, that's right out of 24.
Yeah.
And that's the real thing. And that did happen yesterday.
Well, you tell me, who's got more to lose? Israel or the U.S.?
I'm not saying...
Because Ahmadinejad gets, you know, if he ever gets nuclear armed, doesn't mean that it's going to be able to reach the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one you can carry with a suitcase to its intended target if it happens to be not the United States, shall we say. 10 till.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality.
But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The newcomer to Texas gardening said, what do I do with my plants in an average Texas winter? And the grizzled old veteran Texas gardener replied, I'll let you know when I see one. Yes, our winters are very unpredictable. We do have warm spells, though, during most Texas winters. And what do you do during those warm spells? That's what we'll talk about right after this message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features Texas finest gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas. You're part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. First and foremost, when you get a warm spell in the wintertime, do everything you can to hold back the new growth of the plants that shouldn't be growing. And that means you should wait to do any major pruning until February. Pruning stimulates regrowth, and you certainly don't want that happening when it's warm outside in January. That's especially a factor with evergreen plants like gardenias, oleanders, and Asian jasmine, but it's also a factor with semi-evergreen plants like roses. Wait until a date that's closer to the growing season to prune those plants. Of course, you have to be very careful not to wait too long. If you wait too long to prune your fruit trees or your rose bushes, you're in bigger trouble. Concentrate at this time of year on plants that are deciduous and dormant, like summer flowering shrubs and vines and shade and fruit trees. You can go ahead and start the fruit tree pruning now, but pruning those won't promote rapid regrowth if they're completely dormant, and most are. Many folks have new homes with bare ground during the winter. The bad news is that even though you have warm spells in the winter, there still is no grass that you can plant now. Now, some contractors will go ahead and plant Bermuda sod, and depending on where you are in Texas, it probably will make it through the winter. You just have to make sure you keep it moist, and you want to make sure that it's moist if it's going to get extraordinarily cold down into single digits. For example, that does happen in Texas, of course. You need to wait until mid-April or so to establish permanent turf if you want to be absolutely sure. Spring flowering bulbs are sprouting up all over Texas. Some of the early types are coming into bud and flower in South Texas. What can we do to slow them down? Well, relax, because in reality, there's almost nothing you can do. Don't be too concerned. Most bulbs will survive frost and even freezes without damage, especially if the buds are still green and tight. Mulch over their foliage if it turns really cold, but be careful that you don't bend or break the stems from the weight of the bark or the shredded tree leaves. If you have plants in bloom and you get a late freeze, you might want to get frost cloth and rig up some kind of an apparatus so that the frost cloth will not make contact, even with rain or snow, will not make contact with the flowers. Keep it away from them so it doesn't weight down. And you can get them through. They'll be fine. Take advantage of the mild days that occur and apply dormant oil, horticultural oil spray, to scale-prone trees and shrubs. That's a very critical thing, and timing is of the essence. I'm Neil Sperry, the perils and the pitfalls of crepe myrtle pruning in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
First look at sports on this Thursday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville at 6:55. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Well, a double dip of disappointment for Aggie basketball fans, and the Texas Longhorns are celebrating a couple of wins, both at Reed Arena and at the Irwin Center in Austin. In Austin, neither men's team lit up the hoops very much in a 61-51 final Texas win over the Aggie men. The 51 points exactly matched A&M's average scoring for their first two Big 12 losses as they go to 0-3 now. But the Aggies didn't let the game escape their grasp until the final minutes. A&M closed the first half with a 9-3 run to go to the break down just two, and it was the three-point Texas lead with 7:20 left to go in the game. But UT outscored the Aggies 16-9 from there. Chris Middleton led A&M with a double-double, 19 points and 10 rebounds. But A&M shot just 39% for the game. The Aggies actually made one more field goal and two more three-pointers than Texas did. But the Horns went to the line 31 times and made 22, while A&M went 16 times and made 8. A&M does drop to 0-3 in the Big 12. They'll host Texas Tech Saturday afternoon at Reed Arena. Tech was pounded at home by Kansas in Lubbock 81-46 last night. At Reed Arena yesterday, the Lady Longhorns brought their A game for sure, while only a couple of Aggies brought theirs. Texas stops an 11-game losing streak to A&M, 76-71, and Texas coach Gail Gestenkors gets her first win over A&M in her four-plus years in Austin. Texas led by 9 at 3 points in the first half and kept the lead in the second half until A&M tied it on Sydney Carter's three-pointer with 10:29 left. Carter had a career-high 25 points but fouled out with 3:57 left, and Texas was up by 1. A&M went 1-for-6 after that, while the Horns iced it with Ashley Gale's jumper with 53 seconds left. After the game, Coach Gary Blair.
We'll try to get better. We're getting everybody's best. It's no use feeling sorry for us. We knew it coming in. We knew it at K-State. We knew it at Oklahoma. It's going to happen all year long. Are we going to make excuses or find the solutions? Texas flat outplayed us today. They out-hustled us.
The difference was in the paint, where Texas outscored A&M 40-24. A&M goes to 1-2 in the Big 12. They'll play at Iowa State Saturday night. A mild upset last night in women's basketball. Oklahoma women beat 10th-ranked undefeated Texas Tech Lady Raiders 71-68 in Norman. Well, Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III is headed to the NFL. He finally made it official yesterday, announcing that he is bypassing his senior year at Baylor to enter the NFL draft after a record-breaking college career. His announcement came a month and a day after he became the first Baylor player to win the Heisman. He arrived at Baylor along with Coach Art Briles before the 2008 season. Briles was at Griffin's side yesterday when he made the announcement. Griffin set or tied 54 school records while playing 41 games at Baylor over the past four seasons. And in the NBA last night, the Dallas Mavericks held on late to beat the Boston Celtics 90-85. Dirk Nowitzki hit the go-ahead layup with 5 seconds left. Tony Parker scored 28 points last night to help the Spurs beat the Houston Rockets 101-95. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 658. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You are invited to the 11th annual Brazos Valley African American Museum Appreciation Banquet, Saturday, January 28th at the College Station Hilton. The event honors and publicly recognizes individuals who have made significant contributions to the museum and our community. Seating begins at 6:30, with the dinner and program beginning at 7. Table sponsorships are $500 and individual tickets are $50. Make your reservations today by calling 822-0469. That's 822-0469.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. Now we're inviting you to...
.com. Well, going to be 50, but you won't be able to tell because winds will be up to 15 to 25, maybe gusting to 30 miles an hour today. Tonight, about 27 for our low, 55 for a high temperature tomorrow, and 31 tomorrow night. 37 now, chill factors 28. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What's on this video that's on the internet, reportedly showing U.S. Marines doing something offensive in Afghanistan, is now being condemned by NATO. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, live in London.
That's right, the video purports to show four troops standing over several bodies urinating on them. NATO is saying the perpetrators appear to be Americans. It says the actions dishonor all service people in Afghanistan right now. The U.S. Marine Corps says it's unclear if the cell phone-style video is real, but it is investigating. Afghanistan's president condemns it, and so does the Taliban, but the insurgent group saying it will not damage peace talks planned for this year, Dave.
Alistair, President Obama keeps raking in the dough. He and the Democratic Party raising $68 million last quarter. Last night, he had three more fundraisers in Chicago.
You've got to send a message. We are going to keep pushing and fighting for the change that we believe in.
Mitt Romney believes he should be fired.
This is a guy who was critical of George Bush for having racked up large deficits.
Romney going after a Republican three-peat in South Carolina before that primary. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Columbia.
Now, Dave, the Republicans are hitting this state pretty hard, and all would love the backing of South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. DeMint isn't endorsing anyone just yet. In fact, he says he's concentrating on something else.
I'm afraid a country's focused just on the presidency, when if the Senate stays the way it is, it doesn't matter who we elect as president.
Now, DeMint believes Romney will win in South Carolina and says any of the current Republican field would be a good fit in the White House, Dave.
Evan, there were nearly 2 million homeowners who got foreclosure notices last year.
That may sound like a lot, but it's actually down pretty dramatically from 2010.
Down 34%. Darren Bloomquist with Realty Track does caution, though, that part of the decline is a delay in processing and paperwork with foreclosures, though he does think that we are past the peak of the crisis. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI. January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Now that Christmas is over and you've got that huge TV you wanted, where are you going to put it? Well, let me tell you, Amish Furniture for Generations. Amish Furniture for Generations has the perfect entertainment center for you. They've got every type of entertainment center to fit your specific needs. From consoles to stereo cabinets, wall units, small and large, and complete home theater systems. And if they still don't have what you want, well, they'll custom build you one, and all for 10% off for the month of January. Every piece is handcrafted and made with special attention to all the details that transforms furniture into heirlooms. Experience Amish Furniture for Generations today and shop for the best selections or place your custom order. Amish Furniture for Generations, they're on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:07, 36 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today of only about 50. You're going to be very windy as well. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The second of two former Texas A&M football players involved in an aggravated robbery more than 4 years ago returned to Brazos County District Court Wednesday. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
In November 2007, Brandon Joyner of Killeen and Yemi Babalola of Bryan went to the Callaway Villas apartment complex and robbed two people. Yesterday, Joyner was scheduled to enter a plea agreement related to one of the two victims. An employee of Judge Steve Smith's office says the request was granted, delaying the hearing until May 8th to allow Joyner to graduate from Arkansas State. In exchange, Joyner will serve one additional year, or a total of 3 years in prison. In December 2010, Joyner made a deal involving the other victim where he was sentenced to 10 years in prison, but was given 10 years probation with several conditions. He has served 20 days in jail. He'll do another 40 days starting May 10th. He was ordered to do 350 hours community service and was fined $1,000. Joyner was a 2-year starter for Arkansas State after being dismissed from A&M. Babalola, who was convicted by a jury and sentenced to 5 years, was released on parole last month. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The wind may be going out of an alternative energy option offered by College Station Utilities. Mayor Nancy Berry says City Council will receive a staff report later this year on the underperforming Wind Watch service, where customers pay more to receive a portion of their electricity from wind generation.
You could get 10 or 50 or increments of 10% up to all of your power provided by the wind. But there was a surcharge on it that also went to a tree program. So the reaction or the acceptance of the WindWatts program was not what staff had hoped, because I think people didn't want to pay the surcharge.
Berry says WindWatts has 6 commercial and only 500 residential customers. More high-end housing is coming to Bryan. Bryan City Council this week unanimously approving giving land to developers at Traditions. Mayor Jason Bielski says a 3-story complex of 38 condos will be built.
Lowest price units are going to be probably in the low 300,000s on up to million plus. We'll be opening in just in time for the first SEC conference game. So it's going to be, they're projecting about a $10 million construction project on the tax rolls. So it'll be a good injection into that TIF and help us continue to cash flow that that project out there.
Property tax revenue generated by the condos will initially go toward paying off improvements at the development, then will go into the city's general fund. Money may not grow on trees, but WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how a famous tree on the Texas A&M campus hopes to fund a scholarship.
Andy Duffy of Vernon, class of 78, planted 3,000 acorns from the century tree in October of 2010. Since then, 500 sprouted into seedlings, which Duffy plans to sell to fellow Aggies. He hopes to generate $100,000 for a President's Endowed Scholarship at A&M.
It's a great thing to be able to contribute that amount of money, but it's also another thing to know the story behind this scholarship. And so they will learn about it as time goes by.
For more information on how to reserve your own piece of A&M history, check out this story on WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta will address a town hall meeting of about 500 soldiers of the 1st Armored Division and family members at Fort Bliss near El Paso. It'll be Panetta's first visit to Fort Bliss since he took office last July. He'll also attend a meeting of the Greater El Paso Chamber of Commerce. The expansion of Fort Bliss as part of the military's base closure and relocation program has been one of the main economic drivers of that city. A nonprofit foundation has donated $500,000 to help out the cash-strapped Texas State Park System, which faces a $4.6 million revenue shortfall this year. A statement issued Wednesday by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department announced the donation by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. The donation comes on top of more than $460,000 raised since the Parks and Wildlife Department appealed for help in early December. The system is beleaguered by attendance losses resulting from heat, drought, and wildfires. And Dr. Pepper is ending its 120-year relationship with its oldest and smallest bottler, which had carved a market niche by producing Dr. Pepper sweetened with cane sugar. Plano-based Dr. Pepper Snapple and the Dr. Pepper Bottling Company of Dublin have agreed to end their relationship to settle Dr. Pepper's trademark infringement case against the bottler of what had come to be known as Dublin Dr. Pepper. A joint statement issued Wednesday says the bottling company will continue as the Dublin Bottling Works and produce its other brands. Dr. Pepper Snapple says it will continue to distribute the Dr. Pepper sweetened with cane sugar for which the Dublin bottler had become famous. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 36 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Perrine Winery invites you to their grand opening, Saturday the 14th from 12 to 5. Sample their wines, listen to live music, enjoy hors d'oeuvres from the Lemon Wedge, Cupcake Couture, and Korean takeout, and enter for an hourly drawing for a $25 store-wide gift certificate. In addition, Chef Tay and Madden's Food Trucks will be there. Treat yourself to a tasty afternoon at Perrine Winery's grand opening, located in the Post Oak Village across from the tap on Harvey.
Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 14 years with the same local management with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Competitive pricing without compromising quality is our goal. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out by 5, and drive-through convenience with courteous and personal service. With four convenient locations to serve you in Bryan College Station, with the newest on Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, and one in Navasota, you know you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Okay, let's try it again. All right, that's going well. Okay, perfect. All right, here's the weather. I'll just do it, and Rob can tell us about it later. How's that? High temperature today is going to be about 50 degrees, but you're not going to feel it because the winds are going to be up at about 15 to 25, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Then tonight, 27 will be our low temperature, and tomorrow, 55 is the high, and about 31 will be the low. And we'll warm into the 60s, and by Monday, Martin Luther King Day, we're looking at a high of 70 degrees. That'll be nice. Humidity, 65% right now. Winds are from the northwest at 14, gusting to 26. Chill factor is 28. What, we got about 36 out there?
36.
All right.
Oh.
In it.
Seems a lot colder, I know that.
Well,
that,
again,
that wind's blowing.
You know,
yeah.
It's that chill. Hey, Tom, yeah. Did you hear that the wind is blowing gusts up to 26 miles an hour right now?
That's
amazing, isn't it?
It was quite a chill when I came in, okay. I'll tell you what. Coming up in sports, they play basketball indoors, and that's good. Wasn't good for the Aggies yesterday. Indoors or wherever. Texas Longhorns beat them at Reed, the women, and beat them in Austin, the men. We'll talk about that. A little NFL news, and we'll talk about Tim Tebow for real this time. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. Wow. I was going to say, when was the last time that both men's and women's basketball teams lost to Texas? But
well,
hadn't been that long ago. I mean, you know, I guess 5 years, 4 years for the women. But
The women hadn't lost in 11 tries. So,
yeah. All right. Well, if you're Prince Charles, this is bad news.
What, you're married to Camilla? Still.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, that too. Yeah, but according to a new book called Elizabeth the Queen, Her Majesty reportedly told her cousin she'll never retire unless I get Alzheimer's or have a stroke.
Huh.
So,
well,
I'm not turning it over to my no-good son.
Well, what does she have to do? I mean, you know, dress up every once in a while and wave to the crowd.
Find a different hat to wear.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean.
Not sure. Just.
Why retire?
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that she's pretty much telling us that.
Yeah, well.
In a search for new revenue streams, Jersey legislators have voted in favor of a bill to legalize sports betting. And Chris Christie, the governor there, says he'll sign it.
You can't do sports betting in New Jersey?
You cannot do sports betting in New Jersey.
Interesting. So I guess they don't have sports books at your
casinos. They will now. Federal authorities will likely sue to stop New Jersey, citing a law passed back in 1992 that allows only the states of Delaware, Montana, Nevada, and Oregon to have legal sports betting. Why Montana? One of these doesn't belong.
Uh-huh.
It's Delaware, Montana, Nevada, and Oregon. The New Jersey board measure would allow states' residents to bet on football, basketball, and baseball, and other professional or college sports games. Bets would be placed at the Atlantic City casinos and at the state's four horse track races. Yeah, the ladies are there smoking their unfiltered cigarettes and pulling the handles already on the slot machine. That's all right. Anyway, it would not include New Jersey-based college teams, however. So you can't vote on
rugby's in Princeton.
Rutgers. Yeah. Yeah, boy, that Princeton football bet, you know, you never know where the line's going to be on that. Wow, Princeton's playing Penn this week. Wow, what's the line? Anyway, so they're looking to do that. Okay, going to throw a few numbers at you, but it's disquieting. It's bothersome. We'll put it this way.
Okay.
40% of children age 18 to 39 are living at home.
Say that again a little bit slower.
I will. 40% of children 18 to 39 are living at home.
These are post high school and post college.
Yeah.
Kids.
Ostensibly.
One would think, yeah.
Yes, right.
78% of the boomer women who answered this survey say their adult child had moved home for economic reasons and not as a temporary way station while seeking their first job. More than half, 55%, are 26 years or older, and a full 28% are 30 or older. Again, that's a lot of numbers, but the bottom line is children 18 to 39 of that group, 40% of them living at home.
I've said this before. If you ever hear that I have moved back in with either of my parents, my parents are divorced.
Yeah.
If you ever hear that I have, rest assured, I have hit rock bottom.
Because the kids are sleeping in the car, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Among the adult children living at home for economic reasons, most of them are actually employed.
Well, excuse me, are they underemployed?
Well, there. A full 55% have a job, but they cannot afford their own living expenses. Again, maybe we need to take a look at what those living expenses are. But I'm just saying. 25% fit the traditional boomerang stereotype. That'd be your college graduate who can't find a job. 12% have lost the job that they had.
Uh-huh.
So there you are. And you know, for the parents' part on this deal, 71% of them say it's making it harder for them to achieve their own personal goals.
You think?
Uh-huh. 65% say it diminished their discretionary income. And 42% say it's negatively impacted their marriage. So the nest is actually full a little longer. 57% of boomer moms expect those back-to-back kiddos or back-to-home kiddos to remain for at least another year.
There you are. Just the truth.
Hello? Wait. Start again. Go ahead. Say again.
I said I must live in a very different world because I must have 1,000 acquaintances, and I don't know a single person that has their adult children living at home.
I understand. Again, I don't know where the survey was taken, but I know that it is more prevalent, and we had talked about the song called Captain Jack, if you remember that from Bobby Joel, and if you're Billy Joel, if you're as old as Tom and I are, you remember the song. And the song originally was, "You're 21 and your mom still makes your bed," and that's wrong. Now when he goes out on tour, he sings it and says, "You're 31. Uh-huh. And your mom still makes your bed," and that's wrong. So, I mean,
well, now he can go up to 39.
Yeah, he's changed the lyrics of the song.
Or just go ahead and say 41.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That might not rhyme with the next verse.
To fit reality.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you know what we forgot to do yesterday? We forgot to play Jethro Trivia.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have two installments
today. A double
today.
Dose today,
yes,
huh?
We do.
Yeah.
Yes, right. We do. It's Jethro Trivia.
I'm so excited.
It's our pop culture and recent current events fun spot. So today's topic is China.
Oh, the country or the dishes?
It'd be country.
Oh, okay.
Be the country.
Good.
China is considering easing the burden on consumers by reducing the cost of what? Is it A, buying a TV, B, going to the movies, C, taking the bullet train, or D, eating a hot dog? Once again, China considering easing the burden on consumers by reducing the cost of buying a TV, going to the movies, taking the bullet train, or eating a hot dog. Tom, you'll go first.
B.
B, that's going to the movies. And Chase?
Agree.
Yes, it is. It's B.
There we go.
After years of consumer complaints over high and wide-ranging costs, the Chinese government wants to cap movie ticket prices and increase the number of matinees. Well, now, if you do that, all the salespeople... Oh, I'm sorry.
Here comes the phone call.
Yeah, there we go. Got that going, so there you are. A Florida woman allegedly struck her husband on the head with a claw hammer.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
Ooh,
he must have said something real bad. Yeah.
No, you know what he was doing?
Uh-oh.
He was watching Judge Judy. What? Janet Knowles, age 62, hates when her husband Larry watches Judge Judy. And it says here, yeah, and when she
got the hots for Judge Judy,
and when she caught him doing it, like like what? It's not like he was making crack or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she caught him watching. She went ballistic.
Yeah, I should say so.
Yeah, hubby sitting in the recliner when the woman allegedly struck him twice on the head. Suffered large cuts and on his head and also on his forearm. She's locked up in the Palm Beach County Jail on $10,000 bond.
Well,
don't you know the producers are trying to get them on the show? Don't you know? Oh, that'd be great.
This is newsworthy.
Hang on.
Go ahead. Yeah. Chase, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, in Palm Beach County, Florida is on cops a lot, so maybe we'll get a double dose and they'll be on cops too.
That'd be outstanding. Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
Well, we're doing well.
That's good. Hey, do you know if China's lowering the cost for those that go to the movies only to get popcorn?
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our show room at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Okay, today's the day. We talk about this when we talk about Intercon. The kind of day we have today where it's cold, where the wind is blowing, that's when you really understand where those windows are that are not doing their job. And understand that this is a pretty aggressive air exchange with the wind the way it is out there. But if you've got rooms in your home that are colder than others, it's probably because that window is not sealing as it should. Well, Intercon can repair that window or they can replace it. They've got alternatives for you, lots of different options. So let Oscar or Brad Beard come out. You give them a call at 823-3639. They will come out. They'll measure your windows. They'll give you an estimate. And then they'll leave you alone because they're a local company with a good product at a fair price and lots of satisfied customers. Now, one of the other nice things about dealing with a local company is if your budget only allows you to do it in stages, they'll work with you. They'll be more than happy to do that. What you want to do is have a more energy-efficient home, and with energy-efficient windows, you can get there, and Intercon is the way to do that. So deal with a local company. They do windows. 823-3639. It's Intercon.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up. It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less, yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $1,667 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. The area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more. 50 for a high temperature today and breezy. Winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, 27 is our low. And then tomorrow, 55 for the high and probably down to about 30 or 31 tomorrow night. Then we warm up gradually, 61 on Saturday and Sunday a little warmer. And by Monday, we're back up to 70 degrees. Right now, humidity's 59%. Winds are from the north at 15, gusting to 23. We have a chill factor of 28, and it's 36 out there.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast, free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A government report issued by the Health and Human Services Department claims that increases in health care costs from 2009 to 2010 were the lowest in 51 years. Now, that means supposedly that health care costs as a share of the overall economy are finally leveling out. Relief. Praise be Obama the Most Merciful and Obamacare. Except the details don't quite line up that way. The reason healthcare costs rose a mere 4% is because the economy is in such horrible shape. Americans don't have as much money to spend, so they're shopping wisely with their healthcare dollars. Elective surgeries are being put off. More people are using generic drugs, and some consumers are even thinking twice about showing up at the emergency room, just staying sick. Even with that, the average American is still spending over $8,000 a year in health care costs, far exceeding spending in other countries. And more disturbing, the government share of the health care spending rose from 23% in 2007 to almost 30% in 2010. And that's before a lot of the Obamacare provisions even kick in. Now, Democrats are going to try to spin this report with the headline, "Health care costs level out." But the truth is, costs are up, in spite of the misery that we're enduring under Obama's economic depression. And they're going to skyrocket further under Obamacare as the government continues gobbling up more and more of the healthcare sector. So it's not relief. It's a recipe for disaster. Your only hope is just to stay sick.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You went to bed with your life savings in the bank. You woke up broke. That's because an ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank accounts, and stole everything, including your retirement. And then it hits you. Why didn't your identity theft protection stop this? Because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available. LifeLock Ultimate. Now, they brought it to my listeners first. I got it. You need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit. Those are essential now, but LifeLock, it's the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Look, LifeLock can't protect you or your bank account if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention my name, which, as you know, is Rush, to receive 10% off your LifeLock membership. The number is 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810. 444-2810.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, Anco Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit Anco Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 36 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 50. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Not enough customers served by College Station Utilities have signed up to get their energy from wind power. Mayor Nancy Berry says with only 6 commercial and 500 residential customers, City Council has asked for a review of the Wind Watch program.
We asked to look at it again to see if we can offer the Wind Watch like we offer regular utility service without that surcharge. And then just like if you still get a telephone bill, you know, there's a little check off if you want a dollar for literacy or something. And we can do that if you want to add $1 or $2 to the tree program, but make it optional as opposed to mandatory.
A portion of WindWatch revenue goes to the city's tree planting program. College graduation will be followed by prison time for a former Texas A&M football player involved in an aggravated robbery in College Station more than 4 years ago. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
22-year-old Brandon Joyner, a two-year starter for Arkansas State following his dismissal from A&M, appeared yesterday in Brazos County District Court. An employee of Judge Steve Smith's office says Joyner asked to delay sentencing so he could graduate. As part of the agreement to reschedule the hearing to May 8th, Joyner will serve one additional year or a total of 3 years in prison. This is related to one of two victims in a November 2007 armed robbery at the Callaway Villas apartment complex. Just over 1 year ago, Joyner entered a plea agreement involving the other victim. Court records show Joyner was sentenced to 10 years prison but was given 10 years probation. Joyner did 20 days in jail, will serve another 40 days in May. He was ordered to do 350 hours of community service and was fined $1,000. Co-defendant Yemi Babalola of Bryan, who was convicted by a jury and sentenced to 5 years, was released on parole last month. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The next step in developing the traditions area of West Bryan was approved at this week's city council meeting. Mayor Jason Byinski says down the road, the city will generate more property tax revenue from the construction of 38 condos on a small parcel of land.
That tract could have easily been an estate home on the tax rolls for maybe $1 million or $700,000, as opposed to now that little chunk will contain about $3 million in improvements. And again, it's just a little 0.7 acre track connected to their land that they already have. There'll be three buildings total.
Byinski says the condos projected to open by the start of football season have a price range from the low $300,000s to more than $1 million. The Century Tree on the Texas A&M campus is a hot spot for Aggie marriage proposals, and WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how the tree in its own way could give to future Aggies.
Andy Duffy of Vernon, class of 78, hopes to generate $100,000 for a President's Endowed Scholarship at A&M by selling the Century Tree's offspring. Duffy, who harvested acorns from the tree a year and a half ago, is selling the 500 seedlings that are growing. Duffy says the project is about more than just the money.
It makes so many Aggies very, very happy to have one of these trees growing in their yard or on their property. And I've already taken reservations for about 40 Aggie couples who were engaged under the Century Tree and who are anxious to have their very own tree for posterity's sake growing in their yard, because this is the offspring of the tree under which they were engaged.
For more information on how to reserve your own seedling, check out this story on WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals may have ruled that Texas can implement a new abortion law, but that doesn't mean the law will be enforced anytime soon. The law requires doctors to conduct a sonogram before performing an abortion, make the image viewable, play the fetal heartbeat, and describe the unborn child. Doctors have challenged the law. At issue is how much the state can control what a doctor tells their patient. The law supporters say it's necessary to make sure a woman fully understands what an abortion entails. And workers are demolishing a Texas prison rodeo arena in Huntsville that hosted many stars through the years. The brick and concrete stadium on the grounds of the Walls Unit in Huntsville has sat silent since its last rodeo in 1986. Engineers determined the structure is no longer safe, and prison system officials didn't have the money for repairs. For more than five decades, the site hosted a spectacle billed as the wildest show behind bars. The demolition work is expected to wrap up next month. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 36 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. This look at news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are offering refund anticipation loans. That means you can get money in as little as 24 hours. No need to call. Just stop by 3501 South Texas Suite 100 in Bryan.
An RIL is a loan secured by your tax refund and is offered by Republic Bank and Trust Company to qualifying applicants and is available to ERC and ERD customers. If approved for an RIL, finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. RIL proceeds are available within 24 hours of IRS acceptance. A tax refund administration fee and other fees may apply for the ERC and ERD and will be deducted from the customer's tax refund. Visit your tax preparer to learn about all filing and product options, including obtaining a refund without a loan and at no additional cost.
Want to raise the bar on a new career? Blinn College's Legal Assistant Program provides a quality background in law that can serve you in any profession. Graduates find work in one of the fastest growing and most in-demand law-related jobs today, the paralegal profession. You'll graduate from Blinn ready to work in areas ranging from private law firms to courts or a business of your own. Find out more at blinn.edu or call 979-209-7399. Blinn College. Proven.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds and some sun today. Highs anywhere from the mid to upper 40s. You'll need the heavier jacket as you step out this morning. Clear skies tonight. You'll need the heavier jacket if you're out tonight. Lows in the mid upper 20s. Tomorrow becomes partly sunny. It starts to warm up a little bit. Highs tomorrow in the mid 50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows anywhere from the low to mid 30s. During the day Saturday, we'll see sunshine. And temperatures are going to be somewhere in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggie men lost by 10 in Austin to the Texas Longhorns. The Aggie women lost by 5 to the Lady Longhorns at Reed Arena. We will talk about both of the Longhorn wins. Also, Robert Griffin III is going pro. We got that. And Jim Rome, who works for our other station, has got himself a new gig with CBS. We'll talk about that, too, and more coming up in sports.
There you go. You mentioned the Texas Prison Rodeo. And, again, that, man, that was a big, big deal. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, because you always heard that the prisoners didn't mind getting injured because that meant they went to the hospital ward, which made it an easier gig for them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, I mean, really, really put their bodies on the line to go out there. And I forget, there was one event where I believe there was a tobacco pouch that was tied to the back of a steer, and you had to go grab that off the steer and take it to a judge or something like that, and you won a cash prize or something like that. And again, I know it's a different time, but I don't know what the arena held, but there were thousands and thousands of people there on the weekends when they had that. And I wonder what John Wayne did. I guess he just got in a car and rode around the arena.
Probably.
It's not like he got up and sang or anything.
No, I don't think they wanted him to do that.
Probably not. But, wow, the Huntsville Prison Rodeo. They used to buy advertising over here on this little radio.
Really?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, so as we from time to time talk about first world problems, mm-hmm. meaning things that we grouse about that other people really wouldn't even think about in other parts of the world. I think you were commenting today that, was it yesterday? Was the one-year anniversary?
Actually, it'll be this Friday.
Oh, okay.
Assuming that nothing happens between now and this Friday, India will celebrate an entire year of no new cases of polio.
Okay.
Wow.
This is 2012, right?
This is
2012.
I'm pretty sure Dr. Salk got the vaccine about 60 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost.
So. Hello.
I'll have you know, one of John Wayne's first roles was as a singing cowboy by the fireside. He was badly dubbed, but he was a singing cowboy.
Thank you. Had no idea. Glad the fact that he went on to do other things. So with that in mind, we bring you First World Problems because everyone has their favorite part of favorite foods. Think, if you will, about the Muffin Top episode from Seinfeld.
Ah, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Muffin tops.
Then there are people.
Now it has a whole new meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Now there are people. Well, and again, did Larry David really think this would become a phenomenon? But it has. I mean, there are companies out there in big cities that just sell the tops of the muffins.
Oh, you can buy pans, baking pans that are just for muffin tops.
I mean, how silly.
Well, and what I was saying is it has a whole new meaning related
to people who probably eat too many of them, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Women wearing jeans that, you know, that probably shouldn't wear.
Yeah.
So.
Increasingly, food fanatics are finding each other online and thus going to great lengths to find their favorite food. There is, in fact, a Facebook page that will focus on favorite food parts, like Oreo company needs to bottle the middles and sell it.
Yeah, just so you could just sit there and eat it.
And
I was going to say, what do you just want a spoon?
Yep. More than 1,000 people liked the page, okay? And then, I love saving the marshmallows in my Lucky Charms cereal to eat at the end. And there's one guy, his name is Nathan Ratslaw, 37 years old, an entrepreneur from Montana. For years, he tried to find those marshmallows that he would get in his Lucky Charms cereal. He tried to come up with a recipe. He couldn't. And so after looking for companies in China, Mexico, and the Netherlands, he finally found one that could make the cereal marshmallows for him, those little mini marshmallows like you see in Lucky Charms. Mm. Downside, he had to buy 1,000 pounds of marshmallows. That's a semi-truck full. But he did, and now he sells those for people who like them. And there was a lady from Delray, California, who said she watched her son try to eat his cereal, but it would get soggy because, of course, the stuff is sitting in milk. Mm-hmm. And this bowl has a little edge around it, a secondary edge, so you can take the cereal out and put it in the upper ring so that it doesn't get soggy while sitting in milk. Did I mention first world problems?
Mm-hmm.
when it comes to brownies, boys, you brownie eaters?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like an everyday thing.
Okay.
But
edges or middle?
Middle.
Okay. Tom, edges or middle?
I'm not a communist.
Oh, I... What I like best?
Yeah.
I like the whole brownie.
Okay, but you see... But
I guess the edges, because they're a little crispier.
Okay, thus another problem.
Yeah.
Who could take that
actually, that's perfect, because that way Tom and I would be the perfect...
Sure, right.
We'd get along swimmingly over a pan of brownies.
Comes now the Edge Brownie Pan for only $34.95. It kind of looks like a maze, and every piece... There is no mid brownie.
There's a little crunch.
Every piece has a crunch on it.
Wow. See, I like the crunch.
The pan started in 2006. They sold $2 million worth of them last year. And how about this? How about the donut pizza pan? It increases your crust to toppings ratio with a hole in the middle. Huh? And then finally, the sprainer. That's right. It's the sprainer. It'd be a spoon that has a strainer so that you can lift the cereal out and the milk drips out.
Oh.
First world problems. I saw this next story and thought of you, Chase.
Okay.
This is the New York Philharmonic performing this past Tuesday at Avery Fisher Hall. They're playing Mahler's Ninth Symphony, and the fourth movement of that, as we all know, is Adagio, which is...
Told you.
Quiet, okay? Quiet, slow, restrained. That's when the iPhone with the marimba ringtone went off.
Oh, no. Here, you want to hear what that sounds like?
Yeah, if you've got it, sure.
Okay, just one second.
Here we go. Okay, we're in Mahler's Ninth, okay? 25-minute movement of a 90-minute symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And right there on the front row, we hear...
You hear this.
Okay, here we go. Not once, not twice, but three times. The conductor of the New York Philharmonic, Alan Gilbert, became so annoyed he stopped the orchestra in mid-bar.
Good for him.
Thank you. That's okay. He turned toward the offender, who was sitting on the front row, and said, "Are you finished?" The man didn't respond. So he said, "Fine, we'll wait."
Ooh. Delicious.
A couple of people shouted to have the guy kicked out, but the audience pretty much just restrained themselves and let the conductor handle the situation. So then the conductor said, "Did you turn it off?" The man nodded. "And it won't go off again?" he asked, and the man shook his head. Then Gilbert addressed the audience and said, "I apologize. Usually when there's a disturbance like this, it's best to ignore it because addressing it sometimes worsens the disturbance itself, but this was so egregious, I could not allow it. We will start again." Audience cheered, turned to the orchestra. He said, "Number 118. They picked up the fourth movement where they had stopped. No other phones went off.
I bet not.
What's interesting is the guy was not kicked out of the theater. When the show was over, a standing ovation except for two people, the guy on the front row and his companion. But, I mean, you talk about calling them out.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I mean, I like the idea because, after all, we should, and, you know, you generally you are asked or reminded to do that. But, and again, on the front row, so obviously easy to pick out. So that's the New York Philharmonic, and I thought of you. I knew that, you know, had you been there, you'd have, I don't know.
I want to cut them a check.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah. Hey, you'd had a can of potted meat and thrown it at him.
Yes.
You can drive a European car. You don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
New marital problems are as devastating as infidelity. An affair doesn't simply break marital trust, it shatters it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Victims of an affair often feel an overwhelming sense of suspicion toward their spouse. Everything is interpreted through the lens of betrayal. Their spouse's choice of clothing, their phone conversations, even the slightest deviation from their daily routine. In fact, the paranoia can be so intense that many spouses will check in on their partner repeatedly throughout the day in an attempt to monitor their every move. To someone who's been emotionally devastated, such behavior seems rational. It's an attempt to harness control over circumstances that seem wildly out of control. The trouble is, it weakens them. Tracking your spouse's every movement will keep you trapped in a cycle of fear and suspicion, which will only drive you into deeper depression and higher levels of stress. A healthy solution is to reach out for support from a counselor, family members, and friends, and learn to accept you can't control your spouse. If you're in this situation, releasing control of your spouse may sound terrifying, but the reality is there's only one person you can control, you. Coming to terms with this reality can only strengthen you, and it will allow you to devote your energy to moving forward in life with dignity and healing, and hopefully save your marriage in the process. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports, and we're going to talk basketball. The Texas Longhorns started the final season of their Texas A&M basketball rivalry with a glowing orange tower last night, both at the Irwin Center in Austin and from Reed Arena. After the Lady Longhorns stopped an 11-game A&M series win streak at Reed, the Texas men squashed a pretty headsy A&M effort for a 10-point win at the Drum. In Austin, neither team lit up the hoops very much in a 61-51 final score. The 51 points exactly matched A&M's average scoring for their first two Big 12 losses. But the Aggies didn't let the game escape their grasp until the final minutes. A&M closed the first half with a 9-3 run to go to the break down just two. And it was a 3-point Texas lead with 7:20 left to go in the game. But UT outscored the Aggies 16-9 from there. Chris Middleton led A&M with a double-double, 19 points and 10 rebounds. But A&M shot just 39% for the game. The Aggies actually made one more field goal and two more three-pointers than Texas did. But the Horns went to the line 31 times and made 22. A&M went to the line 16 times and made just 8. A&M drops to 0-3 in the Big 12. They'll host Texas Tech Saturday afternoon at Reed Arena as Billy Gillespie returns. Tech was pounded at home by Kansas 81-46 last night in Lubbock. At Reed Arena, the Lady Longhorns brought their A game for sure last night. A couple of Aggies did. Texas, though, stops an 11-game losing streak to A&M, 76-71. And Texas coach Gail Gestenkors gets her first win over A&M in her four-plus years there. Texas led by 9 at 3 times in the first half and kept the lead in the second half until A&M tied it on Sidney Carter's 3-pointer with 10:29 left. Carter had a career-high 25 points, but she fouled out with 3:57 left in the game, with Texas up by 1 point, and A&M went 1-for-6 after that, while the Horns iced it with Ashley Gale's jumper with 53 seconds. Here's Carter after the game.
I think they were hungry tonight, and I think that they've used those last 11, I think that they've lost, as motivation, and they came in here and they had nothing to lose, and they played to win, and they didn't play to not lose. So, you know, just give them credit, like Adora said. They played really well tonight, and, you know, this is a learning process for us. And we'll get in the practice court tomorrow, and we'll work on the holes that we've got in some areas, and we'll try to get better every day. That's all we can do.
The difference was in the paint. Texas outscored A&M 40-24. Coach Gary Blair talked about that big target on their backs.
We'll try to get better. We're getting everybody's best. It's no use feeling sorry for us. We knew it coming in. We knew it at K-State. We knew it at Oklahoma. It's going to happen all year long. Are we going to make excuses or find the solutions? Texas flat outplayed us today. They out-hustled us.
A&M goes to 1-2 in the Big 12. They'll play at Iowa State on Saturday night. There was a mild upset in women's basketball last night. OU women beat 10th-ranked undefeated Texas Tech Lady Raiders 71-68 in Norman. Well, Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III is headed to the NFL. Griffin made it official yesterday, announcing that he is bypassing his senior season at Baylor to enter the NFL draft after a record-breaking college career. His announcement came a month and a day after he became the first Baylor player to win college football's highest individual honor. Griffin arrived at Baylor along with Coach Art Briles before the 2008 season. Griffin set or tied 54 school records while playing 41 games at Baylor over the past 4 years. Green Bay Packer coach Mike McCarthy called it a punch in the heart, briefly choking up with emotion about the death of Michael Philbin, the son of Packers offensive coordinator Joe Philbin. With Sunday's divisional playoff game against the New York Giants to prepare for and a Super Bowl repeat to strive for, real life has knocked the Packers back. Philbin wasn't with the team yesterday and will be away indefinitely as he and his family deal with the loss of Michael, whose body was recovered from a Wisconsin river on Monday. McCarthy said that he and the rest of his offensive assistant coaches are dividing up Philbin's responsibilities and will continue to do so as long as they need to. McCarthy said that Philbin is with his family where he's supposed to be. Jim Rome, who you hear over on our partner station, 1150 AM The Zone, and his 2 million radio listeners are leaving ESPN to bring a well-established attraction to CBS Networks. CBS says the sports talk show host will have a half-hour weekday show on cable channel CBS Sports Network called Rome, and that will start in April. And finally, how big is Tebow mania? Well, according to the ESPN Sports Poll, Tim Tebow is now America's favorite active pro athlete. The poll is calculated monthly. It had the Bronco quarterback ranked atop the list for the month of December. He led the group, followed by Kobe Bryant, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. About 1,500 were interviewed for this poll. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville at 7:56. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
2011 is officially on the books, but what will 2012 bring? Will the housing market or retail industry see changes? What about tourism? And what will A&M's move to the SEC mean for businesses? To find out all these answers, join the BCS Chamber on Wednesday, January 25th for the annual Economic Outlook Conference. Get the latest information on economic trends that could just help out your business. Space is limited, so reserve your tickets today. Call 260-5200 or go to bcschamber.org. That's Wednesday, January 25th from 8 to 2 at the College Station Hilton. Sponsored by Wells Fargo.
Brown & Company Insurance Services has been one of the area's leading providers of life insurance, health insurance, and employee benefits for over 30 years.
Given today's environment, there's never been a better time to review your insurance needs. I'm Sharon Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Please call me for a complete review of your coverage at 694-6900 or visit our website at bcins.net.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Taking a look at the weather because it's going to be chilly out there today, as a matter of fact. High temperature is going to be 50. High temperature is going to be 50 with a low temperature not around 27. But it's not even going to feel like 50 because we're looking at winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. But you already know because you're out there, aren't you? And look for a low temperature tomorrow night, about 31. Right now we've got 37 and a chill factor of 28 degrees. Angelina Jolie, 50 Cent, and Megan Fox.
Is this an old Carnac the Magnificent thing?
They all are having body art removed.
Oh.
Okay.
Angelina's got some now.
Well.
And I'm sure Fitty does, too, because he's been in the pen.
Dang right. New York Post page 6 gossip column tells us one lady has decided to get a new tattoo in the midst of all this, I mean, against what Angelina and Fitty and Megan are doing. Dolly Parton.
Mm. What?
Dolly Parton has showed off her new tattoo, and yep, that's right where it is. It's the premiere of her movie Joyful Noise. She showed a small bouquet of red flowers.
Oh, how sweet.
Dolly Parton has inked out for us. She's 65 years old. Did you know that?
Parts of her.
That's right. She's got a new movie starting tomorrow.
She does. That's that Joyful Noise. And promised no spinoff shows when they created Pawn Stars.
Now they got that Cajun.
Well, they say they're, quote, really hurt about Cajun Pawn Stars. They're going to be so hurt they're calling their attorney, I would imagine.
I'm sure those were the exact words used.
Really hurt. WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I want to make America the most attractive place in the world again.
Mitt Romney hoping to add South Carolina to his 2012 resume as Republican candidates crisscross the state. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Columbia.
Now, Dave, Mitt Romney likes to tell gathered crowds about his time as an investor where his opponents can't say they've been anything but politicians.
In order to create private sector jobs, it helps to have had a private sector job.
But he's taking flack from the other Republicans, namely Newt Gingrich, who say his investment firm, Bain Capital, insured layoffs more than anything.
How come the big boys made a lot of money and they went broke? That's not an attack on capitalism.
But Romney still comes out on top in recent polling here, Dave.
Now, Evan, the president they're all running to replace keeps raking in big bucks. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president held his first fundraisers of the year in Chicago last night, three of them, where supporters paid upwards of nearly $36,000 to see him.
I'm not a perfect president.
That may be, but the president is proving a formidable fundraiser. He and the Democratic Party raked in $68 million in the last 3 months of 2011. That's about two-thirds of that is, goes for his campaign. The rest is for the Democratic Party. That's just a little bit off of his third quarter numbers. By comparison, Mitt Romney raised $24 million in the fourth quarter, but he does face competition from the other GOP candidates. Dave?
Mike, more Americans needed unemployment help last week. First-time jobless claims surging 24,000 to 399,000. Retail sales barely rose in December, but they gained enough to push sales to a record level for 2011. NATO is condemning the video on the Internet, reportedly showing four U.S. Marines urinating on dead Taliban fighters. The Taliban calls it barbaric. The Marine Corps is investigating to be sure the video is authentic. Katy Perry has a lot of fans, winning five People's Choice Awards last night, including Favorite Female Artist. With her in the middle of a divorce, Perry was a no-show, so were other winners, including Johnny Depp. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One day it's nice out, the next it's miserable. As the weather keeps changing, your utility bills keep climbing higher and higher.
You can't control the weather, but you can control costs with a high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox. Barker's Heating and Cooling serves the College Station area with quality Lennox products and the very best in service. Barker's offers free estimates on equipment replacements. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The deals are sizzling this winter on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools during the Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing or choose hot cash back offers. Either way, you'll save big. Get to your John Deere dealer now. Offer ends January 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Sufo Prater in Bryan, Navasota, Temple, Cameron, and Taylor. Or online at cptractor.com. Or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Folks over at David Gardner's want to remind you, you know, for decades, David Gardner's has been here when you have a special occasion coming up. They're problem solvers for you because if you don't know what to do, if maybe this is your first, let's say Valentine's Day that's coming up, first special occasion that you want to get a piece of jewelry, they'll walk you through that process and make it easy for you. And what we've talked about is time and again, they have basics right there for you to choose from. If you want to do diamond ear studs, for instance, those are very, very popular. And they kind of have a trade-up program because you start with what you can afford, obviously, and that's exactly what you should do. But as time goes on, if you could increase the size of those diamonds, then they work a deal for you, kind of a trade-in, if you will, so that you can trade up as time goes on. That's a great entry-level way for you to get started. Or any other type basic pieces of jewelry, bracelets, they have those for you, or necklaces. But the opportunity to be able to buy a piece of jewelry that has value, quality, endurance, and that you can build on is something that David Gardner's has specialized in for decades. So if you have a special occasion coming up, whether it's Valentine's or something more personal, 911 University Drive in College Station, it's David Gardner's Jewelers.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 38 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 50. The wind gusting, so it's going to feel even cooler than that. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The second of two former Texas A&M football players involved in an aggravated robbery more than 4 years ago returned to Brazos County District Court Wednesday. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
In November 2007, Brandon Joyner of Killeen and Yemi Babalola of Bryan went to the Callaway Villas apartment complex and robbed two people. Yesterday, Joyner was scheduled to enter a plea agreement related to one of the two victims. An employee of Judge Steve Smith's office says the request was granted, delaying the hearing until May 8th to allow Joyner to graduate from Arkansas State. In exchange, Joyner will serve one additional year, or a total of 3 years in prison. In December 2010, Joyner made a deal involving the other victim where he was sentenced to 10 years in prison, but was given 10 years probation with several conditions. He has served 20 days in jail. He'll do another 40 days starting May 10th. He was ordered to do 350 hours community service and was fined $1,000. Joyner was a two-year starter for Arkansas State after being dismissed from A&M. Babalola, who was convicted by a jury and sentenced to 5 years, was released on parole last month. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The wind may be going out of an alternative energy option offered by College Station Utilities. Mayor Nancy Berry says City Council will receive a staff report later this year on the underperforming wind watts service, where customers pay more to receive a portion of their electricity from wind generation.
You could get 10 or 50 or increments of 10% up to all of your power provided by the wind. But there was a surcharge on it that also went to a tree program. So the reaction or the acceptance of the wind watts program was not what staff had hoped, because I think people didn't want to pay the surcharge.
Berry says wind watts has 6 commercial and 500 residential customers. More high-end housing is coming to Bryan. Bryan City Council this week unanimously approved giving land to developers at Traditions. Mayor Jason Bienski says a 3-story complex of 38 condos will be built.
Lowest price units are going to be probably in the low 300,000s on up to million plus. We'll be opening in just in time for the first SEC conference game. So it's going to be, they're projecting about a $10 million construction project on the tax rolls. So it'll be a good injection into that TIF and help us continue to cash flow that project out there.
Property tax revenue generated by the condos will initially go toward paying off improvements at the development, then will go into the city's general fund. Money may not grow on trees, but WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how a former student hopes to use a famous tree on the Texas A&M campus to fund a scholarship.
Andy Duffy of Vernon, class of 78, planted 3,000 acorns from the century tree in October of 2010. Since then, 500 sprouted into seedlings, which Duffy plans to sell to fellow Aggies. He hopes to generate $100,000 for a President's Endowed Scholarship at A&M.
It's a great thing to be able to contribute that amount of money, but it's also another thing to know the story behind this scholarship. And so they will learn about it as time goes by.
For more information on how to reserve your own piece of A&M history, check out this story on WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A nonprofit foundation has donated $500,000 to help out the financially strapped Texas State Park System, which faces a $4.6 million revenue shortfall this year. A statement issued Wednesday by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department announced the donation by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. The donation comes on top of more than $460,000 raised since the Parks and Wildlife Department appealed for help December 6th. A Houston teenager accused of shooting a classmate in the leg says he was defending himself from a group of boys who had been bullying him when he fired a handgun at school. Warren Lewis remained jailed Wednesday after he was arrested for the shooting a day earlier. The student who was shot is expected to recover. North Forest School District officials say they're investigating how Lewis got the gun, passed metal detectors, and on campus. During a court appearance Wednesday, the 18-year-old Lewis told the judge he'd filed complaints with the school about the bullying, but the school district says they can't find any record of complaints by Lewis or his family. And Grammy Award winner Lyle Lovett is getting another feather in his cowboy hat. He's being inducted into the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame tonight in Fort Worth. The Hall of Fame honors excellence in competition, business, and the support of rodeo and the Western lifestyle in Texas. The Texas A&M graduate Lovett is a native Texan and is involved in breeding, riding, and showing horses. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 38 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
You know, Acme Glass started back in 1946. Now, glass has changed from the standpoint of usages and, you know, the way that it can be put into to service both in your home, in your automobile, in your business. And Acme Glass is right there to help you do just exactly that. If you have some remodeling that you're going to be doing, then remember that Acme Glass can help you there. They can show you, in fact, work that they've done here in the Brazos Valley that may give you some ideas, or you may have some ideas of your own that you want to bring to them. They have a straight-edge mirror beveling machine. They can put up to a 2-inch straight-edge bevel right there on that piece in their shop in Bryan. So you don't have to go out of town to have that kind of work done if you need it. Of course, automotive glass, you know that, whether it's the side glass or the windshield. And by the way, if you get your windshield at Acme Glass and you end up getting one of those little chips, those little pings right there, they'll repair those for life, for as long as you own the car, Acme Glass. That's the kind of service that you would expect. And by the way, they're open a half day on Saturdays, which makes it convenient for you. In downtown Bryan on Main Street and College Station across from the main entrance at A&M, since 1946, it's Acme Glass.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. Now we're inviting you to a demonstration of our passion for gourmet desserts. Come sample what Waldenbrook Estates residents enjoy every day. Get a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045 and ask about our senior identity theft event on January 26th. Waldenbrook Estates. We're living life for less.
Hey, good morning. It's 812, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Clouds and some sun today. Highs anywhere from the mid to upper 40s. You'll need the heavier jacket as you step out this morning. Clear skies tonight. You'll need the heavier jacket if you're out tonight. Lows in the mid upper 20s. Tomorrow becomes partly sunny. It starts to warm up a little bit. Highs tomorrow in the mid 50s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy. Lows anywhere from the low to mid 30s. During the day Saturday we'll see sunshine and temperatures are going to be somewhere in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, this should be kind of a real treat. The official newspaper of North Korea's ruling party has launched an English-language website.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Korea?
Yeah. The South Korean newspaper says it is, it's an apparent attempt by the North Koreans to expand their reach into the international community. But, Tom?
Yes? Excuse me?
This is the sports report from the new official newspaper of North Korea.
Okay. Okay.
A meeting of officials in the field of sports and sportsmen was held in the table tennis stadium, and Brown Street on January the 5th. The officials and sportspersons pledged themselves to glorify the Democrat People's Republic of Korea as a famous football power and sports power, remaining true to the leadership of dear respected Kim Jong-un, at the behest of Kim Jong-il.
Uh-huh.
And how about that weather report, boys? You ready for that?
Yeah.
Mysterious snow fell at Mount Petiku secret camp at 7 p.m. on December 18th, at 7 a.m. on the 19th. In general, snow falls from an overcast sky, but Mount Petiku's secret camp snow fell from a starry sky night. Local residents say Kim Jong-il was in the heaven-born man state, and so the sky shed tears with the news of his demise.
Huh.
Now, if it's a secret camp, how do they know where it is?
Yeah, that's right.
And how
that's
do they know that it's snowed there?
Yeah.
I just finished a documentary yesterday called and it's available on Netflix. It's called Kim Jong-ilia.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's the name of a flower that was made in his honor when he was still alive. But it's actually the story of people who have escaped North Korea.
Oh, interesting.
And it's troubling. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Well.
The place is just backward.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But again, yeah, they believe that it snowed out of a starry sky because he died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There you are. Just saying.
I'll just put it to you this way. The fact that they have the world's fifth largest standing army, I mean, granted they're propped up by China, but the fact that they have the world's fifth largest standing army and the fact that they have that they are nuclear armed is truly frightening.
Yeah, well, that's there are all kinds of crazy out there. But Tom, I think you need to understand that it's time for us to elevate.
I understand.
North Korea as a power in football, and that's soccer.
Well,
or table tennis as well.
Well, they'll leave my next sportscast. I mean, you know.
Okay. Unless something else happens.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Alan Brugg was here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Great. What do we got going on?
Okay. I want to remind folks that we have nominations open for the 2012 version of the Bryan ISD Hall of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
We did that last August. We honored 8 folks in our inaugural class. Somebody asked me where the Hall of Honor is located, and I said it's online.
Okay.
There is actually no hall.
Gotcha.
But if you do go to bryantx.gov/Hall of Honor, you can see last year's 8 recipients, and then that's also where you nominate folks for this year. So it's anybody who's graduated from Bryan's schools who have gone on to achieve something in a career in a field, anything that they've done after school. And We want to honor those folks. We're tentatively scheduled for August of this year as well, right before school kicks off, to have a big ceremony again. So go to briantx.gov/Hall of Honor to nominate those folks. Also wanted to mention we are closed on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fret, though. Your solid waste brush and bulky
services
are...
Yeah, those poor folks there, sanitation.
They
yeah.
are unaffected, yeah, yes. They are. Recycling center's hours will be cut from 8 to 2. Bryan Animal Center is closed. And if you have any problems with electricity or anything like that, you need to call dispatch over at BTU. It's 822-3777. Last thing I wanted to mention is BTU every year takes 4 kids on a youth tour to Washington, D.C. It's sophomore through senior year of high school. They're still looking for applications right now for folks who want to go. So you can go to BT Utilities or BT Utilities.
Either way, yeah. Know what you mean.
Still get
there. Spell out the U.
Exactly.
Utilities. Okay.
Exactly. BT Utilities. And then there's a youth tour link on the left side of the page. And that's a completely online application there as well. So if you've got a high school student who's interested in going on that trip, they can go there and do that.
Uh-huh.
And
cool.
A special guest.
There is. As a matter of fact, speaking of the Bryan Animal Shelter, huh? We got a guest. Hi there. I'm Scott. Who are you?
Hi, Scott. My name is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm one of the animal care technicians at the Bryan Animal Center.
Okay. Now, where is that located?
We're at 2207 Finfeather under the big power lines.
Okay. So I want people to understand this is different than the Brazos Animal Shelter.
Correct.
This is the
city of Bryan.
Okay. Tell me what kind of animals, or in other words, where are animals from that would end up at the Bryan Animal Center?
95-97% of the animals that we have are picked up by animal control. They're strays. They're animals that people have taken possession of, been going through their garbage cans, whatever, and animal control will bring them in. Some of them are strays that Bryan residents have found. We had a little dog come in the other day. A lady found sitting on the side of the road. She had supposed it had been hit by a car. It was in pretty decent shape, so we went ahead and took it in. And then we have what we're called owner surrenders, where people can't, for whatever various sundry reasons, can't take care of their animal anymore. But again, they have to be Bryan residents.
Okay, and now when they come in, they have to show an ID that they're...
They have to show an ID, a utility bill in their name, something like this, to prove that they're residents.
Okay. Now, so, and again, it's been confusing because there was only the Brazos Animal Shelter for a long time. So
correct.
People need to understand this is separate and different. If you're from the county or College Station, they don't go here.
They do not go here. They go to the Brazos Animal Shelter.
Okay, and this is Finfeather, which is where the old location
old
was.
Old location, where the Brazos Animal Shelter used to be.
Gotcha.
Housed.
Okay, now what is the policy when a dog or a cat is brought in as far as how long you keep them or what happens?
We give the original owner 3 days. If it's brought in as a stray, we give them 3 days, 72 business hours. So if they come in on a Friday, normally we're not there on Saturday, so that doesn't count. Sunday doesn't count, so it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then on Thursday, that animal is available for adoption, and we try very hard. We've taught several animals, dogs, how to walk on a leash, and we get them used to being handled a little more. And we spend a lot of time with them trying to make them a little more adoptable, and then we try and find them a home.
Obviously, this is a startup. You're starting from baseline zero, so it's taken some time to get some things going. But
to get some things going, we've got a small but very fierce foster group. Our primary responsibility is to house animals brought in by animal control, we have to have space. And we do have a limited amount of space, and we do get full. So we start calling our fosters, hey, can you take some animals? I've taken a few home, but
it happens.
It happens. Yeah, I bring my work home with me. my husband always frets when he sees me coming with another crate. But we call our fosters and we get animals out. We do have adoption events, and we have a Facebook page, and we have a website, so that we get calls from different towns. We get calls from different states. We shipped a German Shepherd to Indiana. As the lady saw him online, and that was the dog she wanted, so she made all the arrangements to ship him out. But we keep animals moving, get them out of there. And so if anyone's interested in helping out, you do not have to live in Bryan to be a foster, or you do not have to live in Bryan to be a volunteer. Just come on by, fill out the paperwork, and we'll get you on the line. And when we see that we're going to have a space issue, we'll start calling, or you can volunteer. Come walk through the kennels or walk through the cat room if there's an animal you just really would like to help out. And we've got you on the list, you're more than welcome to bring it home. Now, if you're a foster, some of the responsibilities, if we do have an adoption event, you do have to bring that animal back in so that people can see them and have an opportunity to adopt them, take them home.
What's the capacity of the Brazos Animal Center?
Bryan Animal Center?
Bryan Animal Center.
We've got capacity right now. We're getting our new kennels in, so I'm not real sure what that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, with the caging situation, we have about 45 dogs and about 35 cats.
Okay. So now when the new containers come in, that number will go up, that number will go down?
Depends on who you talk to.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I've heard the numbers going down, and everybody has this little, you know, deer in the headlight look, and they're going, well, you know, but, you know, there's things we can do. And so I'm not real sure how to answer that yet.
Okay.
We're going to have to play with it a little bit.
All right. And you got an adoption deal going on?
We do have an adoption deal right now to keep the population as low as possible while they're doing this construction with our new kennels. The city of Bryan has waived our adoption fee. Excuse me. Animals are basically free. Plus, we still cover the cost of spaying or neutering them.
Okay, and shots as well?
Shots, that's going to be your responsibility.
Okay, all right.
Unless it's a little puppy or a little kitten, we do get them started on their vaccinations. But as far as the older animals, that's your responsibility.
Do you have microchip options?
We do have microchip options. We have the center does not, but we can give you some recommendations and some names and different places.
Okay, you don't do it there, but
we don't do it there, but we have some. We can tell you who to go to.
Okay, Teresa, they want some more information. What do they do?
They can give us a call. Our number is 209-5260. Best thing is just come on by 2207 Finfeather. Have a look.
Okay, and if you go to the Bryan website, how do we navigate to
it? bryantx.gov/animals.
And there's also a direct link, which is bryanimalcenter.com.
Oh, okay. .com.
Correct. Okay. That is .com.
Now. Okay. BryanAnimalCenter.com. Okay, good. Thanks, Teresa. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anything else today?
That is all we've got.
All right. There you go. We visit with folks from Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bad news. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Melissa Axelberth. Bad news on the jobs front. The number of people seeking new unemployment benefits rose more than expected last week by 24,000. Economists had forecast a rise of just 8,000. It's a setback for a jobs market that's shown signs of slow but steady improvement in recent months. And retail sales rose just 0.1% in December. If you take out autos, they actually fell 0.2%. That's below what economists expected. It could be a tough next few months for some Wall Street executives. Pay is set to be cut on Wall Street after a tough 2011, but the cuts won't spare banking chiefs from criticism. The Journal is reporting that this year's proxy season, the period when companies hold annual shareholder meetings, should be interesting, as investors are getting set to challenge big financial firms on their pay practices. Again, stock futures are slightly higher, S&P futures up about 0.25%. Same thing for NASDAQ futures. I'm Melissa Axelberth with the Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
On Bravo Brazos Valley, we will continue our tribute to Mike Donahoe, the former Bryan Fire Department Chief who retired last Friday. Our own news director, Chase Murphy, had a chance to talk to Mike and visit with him about his career. And one thing he wanted to talk about was the support that he and the department got from the city.
Now, we've been so blessed. We are so respected as well as liked within our community. And I tell everyone, when we go to City Hall, you know, I feel like people like us and they respect us. The other managers and the management team within the city, they've learned to understand emergency services, and we've communicated what we do and how we do it and why we do it. And I truly believe that they understand that, you know. And I tell everybody all the time, you know, when I go to City Hall, I use the word fight, but I don't use it in the term that it is a fight. When I go to negotiate, you know, what's needed to run a fire department, I have folks around me that understand, and I tell them all the time, you know, all I want to do is be able to go back to the fire stations and tell the firefighters and the responders within our department, you know, folks, we're in line. We may not be at the head of the line, but we're in line, and everyone understands what our needs are. And it may be that, you know, we're not going to get that new truck this budget year, but next budget year we're going to get that truck. So, you know, we're in line. Everyone else is going to get what they need this year. We're going to get what we need next year. And it just seems to have always worked. And I truly believe it's all because of communications and relationships. Again, I feel so fortunate to have been a part of this department as an emergency responder for so many years. And, you know, I'm honored and humbled to have been the leader of this organization for so many years. I don't have a negative thing to say about my career. Everything that I've done, I've been so blessed, the things I've been able to do, the places that I've been able to go, where, you know, I've traveled, of course, throughout the United States representing not only the city of Bryan, but this community and this region of Texas, and it's just been wonderful.
What's the first thing you think you're going to miss?
The people, of course, you know, like I said, the relationships that I've built, you know, and it's not just the emergency responders. You know, I had an opportunity to tell folks at a Christmas reception last month that the support staff within this city, we have our buyer from purchasing is someone that has helped me throughout my career and made things easier for me. She's a person I'm going to miss. You know, the ladies at human resources, the folks in finance, our parks and recreation folks, the folks from facility services that come and do the work on our buildings. You know, those guys come in here every day and do a great job for us. The mechanics at the shop, the receptionist here, you know, and everybody. There are just so many people within this community, and it's all about the relationships. And I tell everybody all the time, I like to say this, you know, the mission statement of the fire department is dedicated professionals protecting your lives and property. And I tell everybody, you can really take that mission statement and you can throw it out the window, and it should read, our dysfunctional family helping your dysfunctional family. Because we are a dysfunctional family. We beat each other up every day, but when the chips are down, we come together and we support. I hope that I put the fun in dysfunctional for this organization. And, you know, like I said, I'm such a blessed man. I've got wonderful family around me. I've got wonderful friends around me. Of course, my wife is my partner for everything. And everything in life is about people and relationships. And you know, I'm on top of the world. You know, I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm very excited about transitioning in life and looking forward to the next chapter.
Tomorrow we'll wrap up our tribute to Mike Donahoe. What a great over three decades of service to our community. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Wyndham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Wyndham Construction, 324-8596.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 38 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 50, and the wind will make it feel even cooler than that. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Not enough customers served by College Station Utilities have signed up to get their energy from wind power. Mayor Nancy Berry says with only 6 commercial and only 500 residential customers, City Council has asked for a review of the Wind Watch program.
Look at it again to see if we can offer the wind watts like we offer regular utility service without that surcharge. And then just like if you still get a telephone bill, you know, there's a little check off if you want a dollar for literacy or something. And we can do that if you want to add a dollar or $2 to the tree program, but make it optional as opposed to mandatory.
A portion of Wind Watch revenue goes to the city's tree planting program. College graduation will be followed by prison time for a former Texas A&M football player involved in an aggravated robbery in College Station more than 4 years ago. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
22-year-old Brandon Joyner, a 2-year starter for Arkansas State following his dismissal from A&M, appeared yesterday in Brazos County District Court. An employee of Judge Steve Smith's office says Joyner asked to delay sentencing so he could graduate. As part of the agreement to reschedule the hearing to May 8th, Joyner will serve 1 additional year or a total of 3 years in prison. This is related to one of 2 victims in a November 2007 armed robbery at the Callaway Villas apartment complex. Just over 1 year ago, Joyner entered a plea agreement involving the other victim. Court records show Joyner was sentenced to 10 years prison but was given 10 years probation. Joyner did 20 days in jail, will serve another 40 days in May. He was ordered to do 350 hours of community service and was fined $1,000. Co-defendant Yemi Babalola of Bryan, who was convicted by a jury and sentenced to 5 years, was released on parole last month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The next step in developing the traditions area of West Bryan was approved at this week's city council meeting. Mayor Jason Byinski says down the road, the city will generate more property tax revenue from the construction of 38 condos on a small parcel of land.
That tract could have easily been an estate home on the tax rolls for maybe $1 million or $700,000, as opposed to now that little chunk will contain about $3 million in improvements. And again, it's just a little 0.7-acre track connected to their land that they already have. There'll be 3 buildings total.
Byinski says the condos, projected to open by the start of football season, have a price range from the low $300,000s to more than $1 million. The Century Tree on the Texas A&M campus is a hot spot for Aggie marriage proposals, and WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how the tree, in its own way, could give to future Aggies.
Andy Duffy of Vernon, class of 78, hopes to generate $100,000 for a President's Endowed Scholarship at A&M by selling the Century Tree's offspring. Duffy, who harvested acorns from the tree a year and a half ago, is selling the 500 seedlings that are growing. Duffy says the project is about more than just the money.
It makes so many Aggies very, very happy to have one of these trees growing in their yard or on their property. And I've already taken reservations for about 40 Aggie couples who were engaged under the Century Tree and who are anxious to have their very own tree for posterity's sake growing in their yard, because this is the offspring of the tree under which they were engaged.
For more information on how to reserve your own seedling, check out this story on WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Houston teenager accused of shooting a classmate in the leg says he was defending himself from bullies when he fired a handgun at school. Warren Lewis remained jailed Wednesday after he was arrested for the shooting a day earlier. The student who was shot is expected to live. North Forest School District officials are trying to figure out how Lewis got the gun in the school and passed metal detectors. During a court appearance Wednesday, the 18-year-old Lewis told the judge he'd filed complaints with the school about the boys who were threatening him, but the school district says they can't find any record of complaints by Lewis or his family. And a firm that tracks foreclosures says they're down 34%, or they were down 34% last year, but are likely to bump up this year. Realty Track says the reason for the drop was procedural delays that artificially reduced the foreclosure rate. The number of homes facing foreclosure action totaled 1.9 million in 2011, the lowest level since 2007. There have been more than 4 million bank repossessions in the past 5 years. But a spokesman says although the rate is likely to rise this year, the worst of the crisis is over. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It is 38 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It happens every year. We attend numerous holiday parties and enjoy great food, family, and friends, only to find ourselves with unwanted additional weight gain. Hi, I'm Terry Nelson, certified health coach with Take Shape for Life. I've helped countless people lose weight in just a few short weeks. So whether you need to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, I can help. Please call me at 492-3559 for your free Take Shape for Life consultation. That's Terry Nelson at 492-3559.
Hey, it's your truck, your SUV. You want it to be the way you want it, and Texas Truck Riggins can help you with that. Let's talk about maybe if you drive a diesel. They have diesel performance chips that can help you out there. A truck, they have headache racks. Got the grill guards, which are good for an SUV or a truck. Those toolboxes and spray-in bed liners for people with trucks. And, you know, since more and more people have trucks, people getting their first trucks, maybe people who didn't have trucks before, find out what Texas Truck Riggins has for you. Got those side steps. If you've got kind of a tall truck to get into, that makes it a whole lot easier for you. And Texas Truck Riggins also has, on the inside, a boutique. A little different, I know, but still, kind of two reasons for that. One is, if you want to get something for the lady in your life, then you can shop there or just get a gift card from the boutique. Or if you are a lady who drives a truck or an SUV and you're having work done, then you got something to kind of peruse while you're there and maybe find something that'll catch your eye. So no matter which direction you're coming from, Texas Truck Riggins can help you. Oh, by the way, I mean, they've got gift cards for anything for your vehicle as well if you want to do it that way. They're located at 2711 South College Avenue, voted best of the Brazos for 9 straight years. Stop in and see them at Texas Truck Riggins.
Hi, this is Danny Morchat with Black Box Strength and Conditioning. This past summer, my wife and I decided to update our home with new windows. I knew we couldn't go another summer with our old wood windows. I saw some new windows at a friend's house that looked great. I asked him who had installed them, and he said Schulte. Now, I knew Schulte for quality and experience in roofing, but I had no idea they also installed windows. So I called Aaron over at Schulte. Aaron educated us on the different options and efficiency of the windows. He told us about the warranties, he explained the installation process, and even talked to us about how Schulte could save us money and lower our electric costs. I got a full quote later that day that spelled out everything. They did not just pull out our windows and put in new ones. They made sure it looked and functioned perfectly from the inside out. They made sure to keep our home clean and neat. Schulte worked around my schedule and made sure it was convenient for me and my wife. Now we enjoy our beautiful windows and have a local, reputable company standing behind their work. I would strongly recommend Schulte Roofing to anyone wanting to update the efficiency and beauty of their home.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Much cooler conditions across the area for today. We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies, just some breaks of sunshine, 45 to 50. We'll clear tonight, lows 25 to 30. Partial sun for tomorrow, we're going to be around 55. Tomorrow night's partly cloudy, won't be as cold, lows will be 30 to 35. Should be mostly sunny and milder into Saturday. High pressure will give us temperatures somewhere between 60 and 65 along with that sun. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 8:39. Elderly man in the UK has a workout routine that would make younger folks look like a wimp. Mm-hmm. Stanley Thomas from Wales lifts free weights for nearly an hour a day. Then he hits the old punching bag for a cardio workout. Then there's the treadmill, the cross trainer, the exercise bike, the speed bag, the rowing machine. He's 94.
Bless his heart.
94, and yeah. He's even producing his own workout video.
Ah.
Saw a video of this guy today, and he was apparently one of the first fitness trainers for the British Army. And obviously he's just kind of kept that up, if you will. So there you go. 94.
And he lives over in the U.K., I take it?
Wales, yeah.
In Wales?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That'd be the U.K.
There you go.
Well,
good
for him.
And while we're across the pond, if you will, police at the Durham Constabulary, sorry, in Newton Aycliffe, Great Britain, have released an image of a would-be thief's rear end in hopes that they can crack the case. I heard what you did there. Yep, that's the local newspaper joke. Apparently a man threatened a gas station attendant with a kitchen knife. Their gas stations are convenience stores, too.
Yeah.
But the attendant told him to go pound sand, and the guy left empty-handed. But guy was wearing a mask, so people released a photo of his butt in hopes that, because he was leaning over the countertop.
I see.
Hoping that by seeing the butt, somebody will go, oh, I know.
Yeah. Some coworker will say, that's old Billy's butt.
Steve Jobs may not be of this.
Big butt Billy.
Yeah. Steve Jobs may not be of this earth, but what every high-tech nerd would dream of, his very own action figure. AbsoluteNow.com reports the Icons Company created a mini version of Steve Jobs. The doll comes complete with two of his staples. That'd be the miniature black turtleneck and the New Balance sneaks. The plastic version of the tech genius already a hit. Demand was at a fever pitch last week. And, in fact, it crashed the company's website. Those nerdliettes want those. All right, now, if you happen to tweet.
I've been known to tweet.
You tweet and you use a dirty word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is now a new website that tracks your Twitter feed for swear words. It's called charityswearbox.com. What you do is you register, and they'll send you a monthly tally on how many times you swore, and you can pledge a percentage to a charity. The site has a list of charities to choose from.
Huh.
It also has a swear dictionary. So that you'll know.
In case you start running out, you can look up some new ones?
Well, I think it's a matter of, is this a swear word?
I see.
And we're
son
not
of a bang, son of a boom.
Yeah. We're not going to really break out into a conversation of what might be a swear word.
That's right.
That would probably be counterproductive. Yeah. But
Scott, can you give me specific examples of what you consider to be profanity? And then, Tom, you're next.
So short of that, we'll just let you know that if you feel like you can't control yourself, then you may as well help a charity out. Go to charityswearbox.com. I don't think that'll happen, to be completely honest with you. Hey, if you drive a Ford Escape, it's an 01 or an 02.
It's going to explode?
Well, actually, there's a possible risk of fire, matter of fact, in their Freestar and Mercury minivans. And then we got some others. You'll be contacted by the dealership, but just know that if you drive.
But between now and then, just take your chances, right?
Yeah.
It's a crapshoot. Yeah.
Live dangerously. Live a little.
Just tap the brakes gently. Don't slam them on. That's where the problems start.
That's right. And if you get rear-ended, good luck to you.
Just tell your spouse, I can't go out of the house. I can't leave.
You might hear a slight explosion.
Yeah.
Which could leave a ringing in your ears. You'll be nowhere near them.
That's right. So do you want that seatbelt on or not? Hey, you pick it. Okay.
You may feel some pressure.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. You may feel a pinch here.
That's why I respect any doctor or nurse that will just say, big stick coming.
Yeah. All right, let's go. It's going to hurt like hell. Here we go. Yeah. So Crocs, you know Crocs? Crocs has made over $1 billion in 2011. New York Magazine's The Cut says the Colorado-based maker's full-service revenue will be $1 billion mark.
Really?
For the first time ever. Company's 10 years old.
I thought there was a story they were doing poorly or something. I didn't heard it.
Well, but again, for the entire year, I guess they're doing well.
$1 billion.
I mean, I don't know. I don't own any, so I have no idea. But
I own a pair, but I didn't buy them in 2011. My Crocs have blasted me.
I don't know if we want to go there, but don't your feet get hot? I mean, really?
No, to tell you the truth. They sit on the back porch, and they.
I didn't ask that. That wasn't my question.
Well,
my
question I just don't want people to think that I like wear them out to the mall or out to eat or anything like that.
Well, I think people do though.
They do. They are my. They are my shoes for going off and turning off the faucet shoes. Or going out and doing.
Why can't
something.
You just use some mandals for that? I mean,
Well, I just happen to have Crocs.
Yeah, I understand.
If the backyard's wet, you don't want to. Those are my put on the shoes on the back porch.
Yeah. But there are other people who use them for more than
that. Oh, yeah, as formal wear.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
Formal wear.
Yeah. Anyway,
well,
you just
don't want to wear white
know.
Socks with black Crocs.
Oh, by the way, Skechers is replacing Kim
Kardashian. About black socks with white Crocs.
Yeah. Skechers is replacing Kim Kardashian with a dog for the Super Bowl. The sneak company used Kim in an ad for its shape-ups last year. But People magazine says that this year a French bulldog will model Skechers' new line of go-run shoes, part of Skechers' new high-tech line. Company says the move is designed to establish Skechers as a lifestyle brand.
Hmm.
There you go. Well, the other thing is, I mean, Kardashian, have we had enough of her?
Well, she's going to be, this is one of my entertainment stories, but she's going to be the co-host on Live with Kelly starting January 23rd.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Yeah, so you probably see a week of her or something.
Hello?
Like that.
Hey, maybe Neil Bortz should get it, look into that tweet thing, because he loves to curse on his tweets. And, you know, his wife is a big-time philanthropist, though.
So. Oh, that's right. Yeah, good point. He could do that. Yeah, he's, boy, he's just grumping out, isn't he? Not even lately.
Man. He's a pill.
He is getting to the point where he will qualify as a full size pill. Yeah, there's no doubt. All right, it's 8:47.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
There's no better feeling than curling up next to a warm fireplace or wood burning stove on a cold winter evening. Imagine yourself coming home from work, and with a simple touch of a button, an instant fire appears from your gas logs in your fireplace. Fireplaces Etc. can make this a reality. Let Fireplaces Etc. prepare your home for the cold winter months ahead with a new fireplace, wood-burning stove, or gas logs. Fireplaces Etc., 3213 Highway 21 West. Call 775-1747 for more information.
Searching for a flair of fashion and design in your wardrobe? Visit Haute Couture. Haute Couture provides everything you need in their collection of boots, jeans, flip-flops, clothing, handbags, jewelry, and much more. With brands like Old Gringo, Grace in L.A., Gratier, Gypsy Soul, Cowgirl Tough, Rock Revival, Rock and Roll Cowgirl, and Pink Cadillac, one visit to Haute Couture and everyone will be asking, where did you get that? Haute Couture, 3213 Highway 21 in Bryan and 2010 South Day Street in Brenham. Call 822-3694 for more info.
Hey, good morning, 848 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just so you know, we're not the only country with harebrained ideas.
What?
Government of Peru is concerned about global warming. I think it's climate change. Isn't that what they're calling it now?
They're way behind.
So anyway, they're going to try to do something about it.
Yeah, good for them.
New York Post says, the glaciers of the Andes Mountains appear to be melting, so officials in Peru want to paint the mountains white to compensate. Four government employees are currently working on a specially formulated environmentally friendly white paint. They plan to paint 170 acres of the mountain range, the idea to keep the tourists from noticing the melting snow and ice. Officials hope the paint will reflect the sun and slow down the melting process.
Well, the next time I head to Lima, I'll be sure and compliment them on that.
They're going to paint the mountains. Just so you understand that.
What color?
White.
White.
What are they going to put? Hollywood.
I don't know.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And I hope they're going to spray it on. I mean, because if you're using a brush, that's going to take a long time.
Oh, yeah, because your brush will get all dirty.
I would think it would.
Yeah.
Cause a little bit of a problem. All right, so it's January. Are you dieting yet? Should you be?
Matter of fact, I am.
Well, check this out. U.S. News and World Report has released its second annual diet rankings because everybody wants to be in a U.S. News and World Report ranking of some kind, right? Ever since that college deal. How's that working out for you? So here we go. This is a combination of medical journals, government reports, and other stuff that's been compiled. The cream of the crop, as far as they're concerned, the DASH diet, D-A-S-H. Originally developed to combat high blood pressure, but DASH ranks as the best all-around balanced diet. Loads of nutritional benefits. Just don't try it if you've got a salt tooth. A salt tooth.
Ooh. In other words, anything bland is fair game?
Yeah, I guess something like that. The TLC diet. This government-endorsed diet focuses on cutting back on fat, boasts good nutrition benefits, especially cardio. The Mayo Clinic diet, multi-stage diet, eases you into a new eating routine, breaking your bad habits, especially effective at fending off diabetes. The Mediterranean diet, sensible diet mindset, scores big with experts thanks to its emphasis on fruits and veggies and an overall healthy lifestyle. And the Weight Watcher diet, household name, the household name, came in well ahead of other commercial diet plans, proving both better at helping adherents lose weight and easier to follow. Plus, Charles Barkley does it. So,
Well, that's all I needed to hear. Yeah.
So there you go. You got your DASH, TLC, the Mayo, Mediterranean, and the Weight Watchers. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying, U.S. News and World Report, of the best diets. Now, for news you can really use, pot smokers have been claiming for years.
Man.
Now there's a study to prove it, man, that... Hold it. That's it. Smoking pot is better than smoking tobacco, and it might even improve your lung capacity.
All right.
Plus, man, you will listen to the same song forever. Okay. But anyway,
oh, man, listen to it again. You'll hear it.
You will. Conducted by the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and UC San Francisco. What do those people have in common?
No kidding. Well, no. It was a reason for the people in Birmingham to get to go to San Francisco.
That's what it is. God, you talk about a cultural divide. Anyway, the study...
What y'all doing in here?
It's all smoky and stuff. You mean you can eat an apple? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, anyway.
Why y'all eat so many Doritos? Yeah, sure are a lot of ding-dongs. You hear they're going out of business. That's a shame.
Anyway, the study followed. I love this. The study followed more than 5,000 people for 20 years. Okay, they've been studying potheads for 20 years?
Oh, come on. Oh. If they're consistent potheads, they're easy to study for 20 years. They're not going to wander far.
They aren't. They're not going to change jobs if they have them.
No. Or get one.
Been going to the same park for 20 years, man. I mean, what do? You leave a trail of papers for them to follow to come back to you?
Doritos.
Oh, God. Anyway, they found that the FEV and the VFC, that's the amount of lungs can draw in and exhale, respectively, was not impacted negatively at all by smoking marijuana. In fact, sometimes smoking marijuana improved lung capacity. The reason? Possibly due in part to the stretching involved in the deep tokes.
Stretching my lungs, man.
Yeah, that's it. There is bad news, however. Is bad news.
Oh, my. What?
That if you have lived more than... if you have lived more than 10 joint years, okay?
Joint years?
Yeah, that is defined as a joint a day for a decade. God.
And there's people out there that have.
You know what? If you've been smoking a joint a day for a decade, you are a useless piece of junk to society. Right? I guarantee you. Yeah, I guarantee you. Or if you have smoked pot more than 20 times a month, your lung capacity is decreased.
That's right.
Hey, man, I'm 9 joint years old. Golly. You have no ambition, I guarantee you. If you've parented any children, they're probably as big a loser as you are. But again, you have a vinyl collection from hell.
Tonight, you'll always remember the 2012 Opus Gala Cirque du Opus. Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. Don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bichigo necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus Encore, underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. It's Cirque du Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Details online at opusgala.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion? Like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up-to-the-fire reads. When it's downright chilly, it's right down to Half Price Books for us.
Around our house, stacks of seasoned wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick. They love half-price books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half price books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpp.com.
4 minutes till if you're, you know, if you know anybody who's 10 joint years old, I bet you they drive real slow.
Uh-huh. Because the Volkswagen van doesn't go that fast anymore, man. Really,
and you know what? The other thing is they're probably not motivational speakers. I'm just saying. I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm running it on corn oil, yeah, man. It's like, organic.
Yeah. Okay. All right. City of Toronto investigating a bus driver who had a snack attack. Basically...
How many joint years old was he?
Yeah, passengers lodged complaints after a city bus driver allegedly veered off course to make a personal pit stop at McDonald's.
Wow.
Abandoning the bus and passengers. Incident is under investigation. Hey, I'm jonesing for a Big Mac. Get out of my way. Women who are having trouble keeping warm in the winter months might want to try this gadget out. It's called the Japanese Women's Chest Warmer. Retails for $22. Lightweight.
Tom, turn your microphone off.
I know.
It is lightweight.
I imagine it is.
Yeah. Dolly Parton needs two. It's lightweight, powered completely by a computer USB connector. Manufacturers say although women may be too embarrassed to buy the warmer for themselves, I don't know. I mean, what does it plug into? Right?
You can somehow you want to upload that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Manufacturers say that.
Come here, darling. I'll upload it.
Let's see how that fits.
Anyway,
I need some adjusting. Hold still.
Although women may be too embarrassed to buy the warmer for themselves, it makes a great Valentine's Day gift. They're touting it as quote. The fulfillment of every woman's secret dream.
Especially if you just started dating someone. Yeah. I strongly suggest
that. I think that's true. That would
Who's
be a
Japanese?
Great, yeah, it would be a great bonding effort. Yes, what?
Yeah, it sounds like that bus driver had several joint years stored up.
Yeah, very good. That's true. Very good. I thought he was going to talk about the other thing.
Yeah.
All right, let me see on this date in...
history?
Yeah. This date in history. Okay, here we go.
What happens, Scott?
Well,
I love this part.
Dr. Henry Smith took America's first X-ray.
And that wasn't his real name, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he checked into hotels.
Hullabaloo.
Connect.
That was NBC's answer to Shindig, okay?
I remember
Just
that.
To show you how far we've come. This is in 1965. Mm-hmm. It featured the Zombies, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Woody Allen, and well-known rock and rollers like Joey Heatherton and the new Christy Minstrels.
Ah, yeah.
And the host, cutting edge as he was, Jack Jones.
Love.
Batman debuted on this date in 1966, so you know. Yeah, that's it.
You're in there snapping your finger.
And Joe Namath made the guarantee on this date.
And it worked out for
him. It did, and as a matter of fact, really kind of led to the merger of the leagues. All right.
People's Choice Awards last night. Some of the winners, favorite movie, Harry Potter and the Death.